Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Tim. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/TIM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of TimCast IRL. Tonight is Joe Biden's State of the Union Address, and we had a great super chat from someone. They said, bless the speechwriters for Joe Biden, because what are they going to have him say? It has been an awfully brutal year. We've had more COVID deaths in the past year than the year before under Trump. Inflation is consistently breaking records. We now have a new war, one of the most significant and serious wars breaking out in Europe. So I guess Joe Biden will do his best to keep morale up. I don't want to be such a downer and be like all Joe Biden can do is depress everybody. Maybe we'll see him pull it through. But that's going to be starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. So we will be talking about news, a lot of crazy stories. Belarus has told NATO that they're pushing Russia towards World War III. But get this, they've also voted on a resolution, voted on or passed. Now they are no longer a nuclear neutral country. They are now a nuclear country, nuclear state, whatever you want to say, whatever you call it. They are allowing Russia to stage nuclear weapons in Belarus. Ukraine has already accused Belarus of invading from the north. The U.S. says, well, we haven't seen any proof of that, but regardless, it seems like things are absolutely getting really, really crazy. So here's what we're going to do. We've got a bunch of people who are hanging out tonight. We're going to be just chilling, having a good time. We're actually having a drinking game. We have a bunch of beers from our friends over at Old 690 Brewery in Virginia. Great people, good beer. And we are going to drink every time we have this amazing bingo list. Every time something happens, we'll make a mark and then take a sip of beer and we'll see who wins. So this is all the work of Kian Bexty, Lauren Southern, Seamus Coughlin. I don't know. Were you down there, Ian?
Or negative,
you were no.
No,
Ian was sleeping. Yeah. And they came with a lot of really great jokes. I participated a little bit. And so there's things like if Joe Biden says man, if he says our democracy, if he plagiarizes, I think you guys spelled plagiarize wrong.
Good.
Well, I didn't spell it. So.
Walks the wrong way. Oh, tells a fake story.
Yep.
Gaslights, curses, fake tough guy shtick. So we'll get into all that stuff. That being said, let's get a quick round of introductions. Joining us in this we have a lot of people today. We've got a couple journalists, someone who has been covering the Freedom Convoy. We got Kian Bexty. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Can you pull your mic up a little bit?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. Get it real close.
I'm a journalist from Canada. Obviously, I was covering the Freedom Convoy. And I'm the editor-in-chief of thecountersignal.com. And our job in Canada is to combat the propaganda that comes out of the state broadcaster, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It's a $1.5 billion Justin Trudeau propaganda arm. So that's what we do, is we publish everything that they don't want Canadians and people around the world to see when it comes to news about Canada. So I'm happy to be here. It's exciting.
It's going to be fun. We have two Canadians who are going to help comment on what Joe Biden is doing. We also have Lauren Southern.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
If you haven't noticed, Canadians have massively infiltrated the American conservative political movement. So this
is
what's
up with that?
We're starting to take over TimCast.
What are you talking
Crowder
about?
Canadian too?
What Canadians? Yeah. What Canadians have infiltrated the American political commentaries on the right? I haven't heard of such a thing. Ridiculous, absurd.
I heard someone, I think it was Shuan. Shuan had that tweeted out. The only good thing about the Freedom Convoy and Justin Trudeau's like overreach of power is now Canadian commentators are finally talking about their own country.
That is hilarious.
Yes, I'm Lauren Southern, Canadian journalist, filmmaker. Kian and I have actually made a movie together.
Yes.
Which one?
The Mass Graves Hoax.
Yeah.
Should watch it. Oh, yeah. Some spicy content. Mm. But yeah, I guess Seamus.
Throw it over to me. So, shameful I'm an Seamus. American, an actual wow. real American who comments on
from
American
Chicago.
Politics from the Chicago area back there. So I comment on politics. I do cartoons. If you guys want to check me out at Freedom Tunes, we release animated cartoons every single week, sometimes twice a week. And we're going to have a pretty funny one up about the state of our military in light of the crisis with Ukraine and Russia. I think it's going to be pretty funny. And yeah, I'm here to talk with some friends and some Canadians okay. about Joe well, Biden.
Some Canadians.
Well, my name is Ian. Is in Canadian. I'm going to let that joke drop.
Ian, yeah, that's great.
Before I toss it over to Liz, I'm going to give you a couple of corrections from yesterday. We mentioned the Gallipoli campaign. England and Australia invaded Gallipoli. I said it was in World War II. Well, they beachheaded on it. It was World War I. And secondly, we're talking about Alexei Vasily Arkhipov is his name. Vasily Arkhipov, one of the Russian hero that prevented World War III, is one of three commanders in a sub. I said that he got orders to fire nuclear missiles. What actually happened was they were underwater and cut off from, or they didn't have any orders from Moscow. There were depth charges, and two of the commanders on the sub wanted to fire nuclear torpedoes, and he said no. Wait for orders from Moscow. And then eventually they came to the surface and realized they weren't at war, and that he had prevented what could have been a catastrophe. So. Happy to get that out.
And you know what? In the name of correcting potential misinformation, I referenced Men Against Fire last night, which is contested. It's not gospel. So,
thank you.
Just wanted to say that. Yeah.
Are we doing all our fact checks?
Yeah. Lauren, there'd be too much time if you started doing your. Relax, like, we don't have enough
relax,
time if you start rattling off everything you've gotten wrong.
No, I said that the Australian politician didn't say New World Order. She 100% said New World
Australian?
Order. Australian? The Australian health administrator when she was saying we're going to create.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I said.
And the Ukrainian member of parliament said we're fighting for the New World Order the other day.
Yeah, so
we got Lydia pressing buttons.
Very interesting stuff tonight.
Did you press
I'm having
any
time
wrong
of my
buttons?
Life. I have not pressed any of the wrong buttons yet. We'll get there. We have a cool new shot to try out. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, hit it. I'm going to crack a window open.
You know, So this is our, Oh, look at this. Look at all this nonsense. There goes Tim walking behind Ian. It's so cool.
How do I look down, right? I'm looking down at who's below me on that. It's like a Brady
me.
Bunch.
You're looking down at me. Down at yeah, it's great. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Wait, I'm going to look over to the right.
Hilarious.
All right, Tim's back.
What up, bud?
So, man, it's a special episode. We're probably going to go really long hanging out here, so we got a bunch of beers. I think we're going to need more.
Might.
I almost never drink, so I have like a beer, and I've imagined that's the limit that I'll have is
a
beer.
I have a Diet Coke, so.
But I just want to make sure everyone is aware. There's been a bunch of issues with live streams that have, you know, commented on public broadcasts, State of the Union addresses. So I did my due diligence. I contacted YouTube and I said, can we comment on broadcasting the State of the Union address? They said, yes, they've worked really hard to make sure that these false takedowns don't happen. Because what will happen is Joe Biden is speaking, but his words are being broadcast on like every network. So what happens is the automated system will be like, hey, this sounds like CNN right now. And they'll take people down. Mm. We are going to be using the official White House broadcast. We have 50 minutes and 56 seconds until it goes live. And the other thing, just to make sure, is I said we're also going to be playing a drinking game where every time Biden does something that we expect him to do, or maybe not, we'll take a drink. Is that allowed on live streams? And I was told definitively, of course, exclamation point.
You know
very cheerfully. So I said, all right.
And I'll also mention this. A, we drink responsibly here. Mm. I mean, I'll speak for myself. I drink responsibly,
yeah,
despite the
me.
Stereotyping.
Aren't you drinking
this
you
don't
hard
drink
alcohol?
You're drinking
stop.
Hard
quiet.
Liquor.
False
all
accusations.
We all
drink
beer.
This is
coffee.
Whiskey. This is coffee.
Nice.
I think the Irish.
More misinformation from fake news Lauren Southern, who makes anything she wants up about American politics because she's Canadian and doesn't have to face the consequences. I also want to mention.
Seething.
The thing about Canada.
Mentioned we have 51 minutes until it starts. Of course, of the options on our bingo card is starts late. So might be longer than 51 minutes.
He's going to be late. We're all drinking for that one.
I want to point out that Canada is America, North America.
North America, that's
North
true.
America?
Shout out to Amerigo Vespucci, the Italian discoverer that they named it after.
I know, he better
he's
be listening.
He's a map maker.
I don't know.
So here's what mine says. I have one that says, if Joe Biden uses new speak like Latinx, I have to drink.
Latinx.
Yeah. Scared.
That's a good one.
Are they all the same or are they all different?
They're supposed
there's
to be
like
different.
There's like some variation.
Yeah. Some variation.
Oh. There's inappropriate contact on mine. I'm
uses,
sure that'll happen.
That'll
uses
happen. I'm excited
yeah,
for that.
Use his fake words.
Fake tough guy shtick.
Racist by accident.
Racist by accident.
Yes,
my favorite.
Might as well circle that one.
Yeah, just get out of the way.
Whispers. He'll do that. He'll go,
get vaccinated.
Like, I don't have a dog in the fight, but if he does walks wrong way, I'm going to be really happy.
So we got a couple. How many of these should we read out? I mean, I don't want to spoil the jokes, but it's also possible we'll he doesn't do every one of these things. Yeah, that's true.
So it's going to be funny too, because we're going to have to judge if something was like adequately racist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, racist
or accidentally.
Well, no, I mean, like, if he says something and we're like, okay, that sounds like it kind of was racist.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
You know, but what if it's
so Tim, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt he would give us if we said something essentially construed as racist.
Yes. So what does the winner get?
Inappropriate content.
The winner has to finish their drink.
We're going to drink right when it starts. He's going to walk up to Kamala.
Come on, man. What does the winner get?
The winner gets your abacus.
President gets to touch your shoulders, man.
I have to win at that point.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, wait. Only Democrats clap.
Yeah. Oh,
that's going to keep happening.
Yeah, it's going to happen multiple times. Well, we'll see, Tim. You actually don't know. What if he doesn't do any of these things? It's his best speech ever. He goes out, he's like, my fellow Americans, I say on the dawn of a potential third world war, we must come together as a nation. And we're like, what's going
on? Forgets what he's saying.
10 seconds of silence.
So he's going to be like, my fellow Americans, we stand on the precipice of a great world war. World War III between...
Ukringus.
Between
Corn pop.
Corn pop.
I actually suggested when we were making this that we include saying corn pop. But I was like, we should have like wager bingo spots where it's leveraged. So like, because the likelihood of him saying corn pop is like 0.01%, you gotta like chug your whole beer if he says it.
Snap. Yeah.
It's like, okay, corn pop or malarkey. We have to chug our beers.
Malarkey. If you say guys? The words malarkey
absolutely.
At all, I'm gonna lose
I'm
my mind.
I'm writing this down.
I think he's on it.
I'm really enjoying this because, like the story we have to talk about right now is that Belarus, I'm using the Daily Beast because I love it. They say Belarus issues dire World War III warning as it gets ready to send troops to Ukraine. They've also approved Russia staging nuclear weapons in Belarusian borders. Ukraine has said they've already invaded. You've got a Ukrainian journalist in Poland telling Boris from the UK PM that World War III has already started and NATO needs to intervene with a no-fly zone. And I'm sitting here like, this is like the most serious news I think I've ever experienced in my adult life. I don't know if any, I guess, you know, look with, Iraq, Afghanistan and those wars, I wasn't really worried they were going to nuke us or send, you know, wave after wave of their own men.
You know what though? They said they could, because that was the whole thing. They talked about WMDs and they were saying we have to go over there because we don't want to find out it's too late after they already nuke us. And then it's funny because even though they made up all these lies about how Saddam was close to getting a nuke and how that was a WMD, they said, well, we weren't lying about weapons of mass destruction because there were chemical weapons there that can be considered WMDs.
And I think there were. I mean,
yes, but that's different from nuclear weaponry. Obviously, when they were saying weapons of mass destruction in the minds of the public, that construed an image of nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And then they said, oh, of course there were WMDs. It was like chemical.
So let's put layer upon layer on this one. Yeah. So we got all this stuff happening. And I'm like, okay, it's kind of freaking out, you know, kind of freaking me out. But, you know, I'm glad we can all laugh here and make fun of Joe Biden. And, you know, if there's one thing Joe Biden's done is he's made us all laugh.
That's true. It's probably something. This is the thing about Joe Biden. I said this as soon as he got elected. Finally, a president who can't disappoint me. There's no possible way.
That's a good
one. And, you know, he makes us laugh every now and again. It's true. And so, yeah, horrible situation going on over there. We don't want to make light of it. It is frightening in many ways, but one of the purposes of comedy is to be able to get people to keep their spirits up through difficult times.
So there's another thing that happened on TV. The president of Belarus, Lukashenko, was pointing to a map that showed what appeared to be the Russian military plan from Russia and Belarus into Ukraine. But there were several attack points drawn on the map that haven't happened. And so, of course, many in the media are saying haven't happened yet, as if it's, you know, the actual plan that Russia has. And now if that's true, and I don't know why it would be, I don't know what that map is. It shows, I think, four accurate attack vectors that have already occurred, as well as several others that make people think they might occur, because some are like right after Kharkiv, there's like another attack movement.
Is the implication that there's like some planning, or that's just their guess?
The implication. Well, I don't know why the president of Belarus put the map up. Like, he was explaining, like, here's what's happening. But the implication is that what they're saying, Belarus, an ally of Russia, they know what the military plan is, and they've effectively shown the next move will be to move into Odessa and then into Moldova.
Or they could be fake plans.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It could just be.
But if it is, it could be fake. The scary thing is, and maybe this is just him trying to freak people out, trying to fog of war, you know, confuse people.
That's false orders. They call that.
Or like psychological manipulation. This implies Russia will invade another country. Notably, the disputed territory is Transnistria, which has already got Russian troops there, which could be then used by Russia as a staging ground to bypass Ukrainian defenses and then move through the southwest of the country. It might still remain just a Ukraine thing, but you've also got Kaliningrad. There's a lot of crazy stuff here, man. So, I don't know. Yeah, World War III.
At a glance, the red lines on this, I mean, this is like a Daily Mail article I'm looking at, and I haven't investigated the map, but maybe those are red lines indicating where infiltration has already taken place, like where there's Russian special forces awaiting action, because they said Moldova is already infiltrated, Crimea was already infiltrated, obviously, and it looks like a lot of parts of Ukraine had already been infiltrated on the map, maybe. I don't know. But I would imagine more than it's a battle map or a fake battle map. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, to what Tim was saying about the fact that there are certain places where they're saying they're going to attack. They could, they couldn't. I have absolutely no idea. I will say this. We should believe the media about as much as we would if they were reporting on anything else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tweeted. I love this. Whenever anything in the media happens, I'm just going to call them the people who believe Jesse Smollett.
No, exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, during COVID, I was like, the people who believe Jesse Smollett are lecturing me on COVID. And then I tweeted, and I got like 3,000 retweets. Then I tweeted the other day, or maybe it was morning, the people who believe Jesse Smollett are lecturing me on Ukraine. And it got like thousands of retweets.
It's true.
Fantastic. Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah.
You're from MAGA country, dude.
I want to clear this up. True. I saw you on Twitter trending, and that was awesome. And then I found out it was because you said, I don't like appeals to emotion. Is that what it is? Appeal to emotion? It's a type of argument, an ad hominem, or an ad emotionum attack or something?
It's an appeal to emotion. So they're, you know, yeah, so I was trending for that. Lots and they're trying, fallacy. First, they got it wrong. There's a video clip of Zelensky talking about, you know, civilians dying. But the translator is crying as he's saying it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the propaganda. So that was the news story that went viral.
Appeal to emotion. What you were talking about is a logical fallacy characterized by the manipulation of the recipient's emotions.
Correct.
In order to win an argument. So I understand your point.
The idea here is that they're playing this video clip of Zelensky being like, children are dying and civilians are under attack. And the translator is going, we must fight for our children's freedom. And I'm just like, that person should be fired. No joke. That person should be maybe not fired. That's a little harsh.
They administrative should be, lead.
Well, if I were the boss and we were doing a live translation broadcast, I'd go up to the guy and I'd be like, let's get you in here, man. Get you a cup of coffee. Why don't you have a seat? Breathe a little bit and we'll get someone in here who can handle, you know, no disrespect.
So this is the translator crying because I've seen this. So it's funny, that trending you're talking about, I follow a bunch of lefty accounts to get their side of things, and I saw your tweet screenshotted like four times before I even saw your original tweet. And this comment was from a bigger account saying, the thing that really pisses me off about this war is the leader of the country being invaded saying he thinks it's bad that kids are being killed.
Like I'm
so saying? That's what they're suggesting saying, right?
Well, I don't care about those people. Like it's like if you came
They didn't watch the video in the original.
Right. Of course.
And, right.
And they do that on purpose because if you actually watched the video, you'd be like, oh, it's not the president who's talking because I don't understand Ukrainian. It's an EU translator who's crying as he's talking. And so my point is what they're trying to do with a lot of this propaganda is appeal to your emotions to get you to join a war effort.
Yes.
Of course the zealot pro-war lunatics are going to come after me for whatever I tweet. I tweeted a very obvious joke. I mean, of anyone who's smart enough to understand. It's Zelensky doing the red salute. I don't actually want to do it, but the communist salute. And, I said, you know, I said, whoa, the president of Ukraine just did the communist salute, or maybe he's supporting Black Lives Matter. I can't tell if he's supporting communism or critical race theory. Like, duh. And there, so Ethan Klein of H3 was like, he's actually trying to claim that Ukraine's president is a communist because he's using the international sign of resistance or whatever. And my response was, you're going to love this. It was a great response. I said, thanks, Ethan. Big fan. I don't care. Whatever, man.
So like, yeah, Tim is actually a big fan. Can you believe that?
I know. Could you believe it?
You know, well, here's what I'm thinking. Some people actually responded to the left accurately on this. And they were like, someone said, it's a joke, chill. And they're like, well, I can't tell it's a joke. And so he needs to blah, blah, blah. Mm. And then someone responded, Tim believes that taking Twitter seriously and engaging with people is ineffective and it's healthier just to treat it all like it's unserious and a big joke. And that's fairly accurate.
It might as well be, because even the serious accounts that are verified, the mainstream media, they're just being serious but spreading misinformation as well. Mm-hmm. So if you take it seriously, you're almost in a worse position if you take everything you read on Twitter seriously.
I've said this before. Twitter is a terrible website. When you are having a good day on Twitter, it's because you said something mean to someone and everyone thinks you're funny. When you're having a bad day on Twitter, it's because someone said something mean to you and everyone thinks that's funny. That's what the website's for. Just being cruel.
I tweeted out, deter sarcasm, speak with honesty because emotions, people are balancing on a needle's point, about to lose it. I tweeted that out because I keep seeing a lot of people I follow on Twitter are joking right now, like being sarcastic, and it's not translating in text.
Yeah,
and it's confusing people.
Did you see the girl that did the poem to Putin?
Where
she was like, if I were Putin's mother, I would have held you. If I was your mother, I would have held you tight, Putin. You would have had mommy milkies. It would have been all okay.
Mommy milkies. What's that mean?
That is not family friendly.
She got absolutely like obliterated. I kind of feel bad for her.
Was she serious?
She was trying to be like artistic and like she actually is like a good soul. You can tell she's trying to be nice, but it doesn't work on Twitter. This website is for emotionally destroying each other.
That is like the ultimate I can fix him.
Yeah, it really is.
I can fix Putin.
It is. You know what? You know what they don't like about me on Twitter is that you're right. It's for emotionally destroying people, and they have no power over me. So someone tweeted at me an image of the NPC meme, but it's me wearing the baseball tee and the beanie.
I thought it was hilarious.
And so I posted on Instagram because I think it's funny. And there's a bunch of funny ones. There's one where it's me, but my head's a blimp and it's got a beanie
so
on.
So good. Oh,
awesome. So it's like I'm in a hot air balloon of my own brain.
Yes.
With a basket that I'm standing in and a little beanie on top. And I'm like, I think that's great. My favorite though was, the Patriots.win, formerly the Donald, have been making all of these really funny, these memes about the propaganda coming out of Ukraine. So like the ghost of Kiev mm-hmm. and like, so they've been like, the cuck of Kiev is Mitt Romney or whatever. But they made one where it was like, this is the fence sitter of Kiev. His sitting on the fence has held the Russian forces at bay, and they superimposed my face over some Ukrainian soldier.
That's awesome.
And then in the comments, they were like, I hope Tim sees this because he's going to laugh. And then I put, you know, I can't confirm. True. I'm like, dude, that's the thing. Like, I'll go on Twitter and they can say literally anything. And when Ethan Klein tweeted at me, like, what am I supposed to do? What is any regular person supposed to do when someone's just making up stuff or insulting you or doesn't
care? You're supposed to drop your jaw and stutter and not have response. Because you just got owned.
People retweet the one that they have issues with and then explain why it's wrong. I didn't like that because it's like, then you're retweeting the person you disagree with. I'd rather just ignore it. But
I just retweeted it with ha ha ha.
There's that great anecdote where it's like, if you get in the ring with them, someone who's just trying to pull you down, it's like you're getting in the mud pit with the pigs and you just get dirty and the pigs just get happy. Whereas you're kind of standing on the sideline. Have fun, pigs. I like you.
Yeah.
Enjoy your
time. You know what I'm going to do next time? I'm going to, you know what I should have tweeted? Because I'm thinking like, I obviously can't respond with like, here's my actual argument, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's stupid. Nobody cares. So I just said, thanks, Ethan, big fan. Because, like, I'm trending now, thanks to him. You know what I mean? There you go.
Nice work.
I think next time I'll just put, I'm sorry. That's it.
I apologize.
I publicly apologize.
Have me on your podcast, Ethan.
I wouldn't say that. No, but, like, the point of the apology is they would be like, is he being serious?
Do you think you could hashtag I'm sorry to trend?
Yeah.
See if you can pull it off.
Just be like, I apologize for being wrong.
Do a public apology and then like plug Raid Shadow Legends or something like that. Went through your public apology.
They reached out to sponsor me and then they like looked at my channel and they were like, ooh, we made a mistake.
Oh,
that was an accidental email.
There's a hilarious meme of Putin It was obviously a fake translation of his, him speaking in Russian, and it just was a long troll into saying that his invasion of Ukraine was just a hilarious advertisement for Raid Shadow.
Oh, I saw that.
That's awesome.
It's him talking, and there's like text, and he's like, I did all of this to generate massive global attention for a very important issue. Raid Shadow Legends, available now.
Count Dankula.
We did it. We had a joke, Seamus. I don't know if I don't know if you have it. The Fauci YouTube one, should we mention?
No, we can't say that one. No, that, okay, that's, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
That was a good one.
Or the one where he's just trying to follow up with Zelensky on his taxes or something.
What happened? Well, so Tim and I wrote some, we did some funny improv, some funny jokes, which is going to be for my supporters behind the paywall, because it would absolutely get us deleted from YouTube forever.
All right, guys.
You can't do that to people.
I want
to
pull up.
Yes, I can. I absolutely can.
I got to pull up this fact check.
Of my own
this
labor.
Is amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very important fact check for you from PolitiFact. You see, Maria Bartiromo.
Yeah.
How could she? She said, we have doubled our oil imports from Russia in the last year.
Who does she think she is?
Who does she? Dummy. Mostly false.
That's mostly false.
Mostly false. Yeah. PolitiFact clarifies, the U.S. did not double oil imports from Russia in the last year.
Okay.
What actually happened was, according to PolitiFact, the U.S. did double the amount of crude oil import from Russia last year.
So they
it
were
says
using,
both of those things in the same article.
They meant mostly false, like mostly peaceful.
Yeah. Wait, I have to interrupt I hate to do this, but the crude oil is one type of various types of oil imported to the U.S.
And?
So we doubled one type, not oil in general.
Oh. But she didn't even, Maria Bartiromo didn't even.
Yeah, no, it was terribly written. Terribly written.
Why is oil in parentheses?
So when Maria was talking, she's talking with Jesse Waters, I believe. She said, we have doubled our imports from Russia in the last year, referring to generally just oil.
Well, that's supposed to be in brackets, not in parentheses.
It is. The point is, her statement is correct. She wasn't speaking very specifically and absolutely. She was saying, here's one particular issue.
Yeah, so if she was referring to crude oil, it's absolutely correct. But of course, the fact check just assumes completely.
Yeah,
false.
Why didn't they put crude? When they add, look at this. They added the word oil to her quote. She did not say
to
that.
To make her wrong.
And here's the thing too, with the mostly false, you could put, that can go either way. You can mostly say mostly true. False or mostly true. It could be mostly
that's,
true.
That's
she
the magic
meant crude
mostly.
Oil.
That's like what I'm saying. They're using it the way they use mostly peaceful. Mostly is a magic word.
The word maybe means the same thing as maybe not. It has the exact same meaning.
It's so blatant too that the mainstream media and these fact checkers are trying to pretend like, and they did this in Canada as well. You know, when you buy oil from the Russian regime, you're directly sponsoring their war effort. You're paying for it, and these mainstream media journalists are just so desperate to make it to gaslight Canadians and Americans into thinking that that's not completely intentional. Into thinking that that's not what is happening, because they want to draw your attention away from Keystone XL. This like obvious policy decision that should be reversed. It never should have been canceled in the first place. But the mainstream media they're just breathless in their support for the Russian regime.
Was the Canadian was the support for Keystone really really powerful? And then the Americans wanted it shut down, or did everybody?
Oh,
depends where you were. In like Alberta, it was super supportive. Western Canada generally was hugely supportive of this.
Wait.
And then.
Sorry, Ian, we don't ask the Canadians about Canada. We ask them about America.
Oh.
Yeah, I want the outside perspective, right?
But no, continue, please.
So, I mean, lots of Canadians wanted it. There was no Canadians really saying we shouldn't do it. The opposition was American leftists and frankly, foreign-funded activists in Canada, because you, Americans,
absolutely
fund eco-radicals.
No, but Ian, you should mention...
We fund you guys, too. What are you talking about?
You should mention that those radical activists held and like blocked the pipeline for years, and they had to go through the legal court process to get them arrested, get them taken away. And so people talk about Ottawa, like they were there for 2 weeks and it was hurting industry. The people blocking the pipeline have been there for years, and they still went through
total
the proper
double
process.
Standard when it comes to blocking infrastructure.
No. Come on, be honest, guys. They weren't honking horns.
Yeah.
No. They just killed. Like what? Did they kill an RCMP officer? No, they attacked
They. This was a different pipeline. This was a pipeline heading westbound up in northern BC. But as the truckers were occupying, as some people are saying, but basically protesting in Ottawa and honking a lot. There was an actual terrorist attack in northern British Columbia for this northern gateway, for this coastal gasoline pipeline that was going to carry liquefied natural gas. They actually, a bunch of camouflaged men, radical indigenous eco-radicals funded by Americans, came into this site and trashed a bunch of vehicles, burnt things with hatchets, tomahawks, all the whole shebang.
Millions
right?
of dollars in damage.
Yeah.
But you can't compare that to honking.
Yeah,
I mean, people's ears were hurting.
Yeah. Did you, have you seen that article about the phantom honking?
This yes.
Yes.
What
is it?
What is it? Ringing.
Tell me about it.
Apparently, it's people hearing honking.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
After there's no honking.
Maybe the trucks are just gone, but people are like actually honking the their horns because that's what cars do. And they're like, I can still hear them. I have PTSD from the convoy.
Yeah,
you totally for can. Sure.
You know, but you need to understand is these people probably do have PTSD. And here's the issue. If you are a soft pink mass of cookie dough that has never experienced any hardship, and you grow up that way, and your entire worldview is based on living in a padded room of pastel colors and sing-alongs and Harry Potter and Star Wars, then when someone walks in and yells at you, it's traumatizing to you. Mm. So I'm half kidding, but for these people who have been, you know, pampered, urban, you know, elite types, or not even necessarily elite types, but, you know, they lack any kind of hard experience.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing those constant honkings is stressing them out because it does two things. The first is the physical agitation of constantly hearing the honking. I don't mean any kind of violence, but like its presence is physical to them, mm-hmm. but also the psychological impact of them being potentially wrong. These are people who are desperate to fit in. And all of a sudden there's a big popular movement outside and they're all cheering and dancing and screaming and you're not a part of it.
Yeah.
They seek refuge online where people are like, don't worry, we hate them too. You're one of us. Mm-hmm. And that makes them feel better in their anger. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online. Up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, some kind of trauma, I suppose. And now, people are probably just honking their horns. And as soon as they do, someone probably screams and freaks out.
It's happening every weekend. I don't think people realize. Like, even when I was going to the airport in Canada, there were still people on every bridge. Everyone has Canadian flags on their cars. I never realized how many people thought like me until this whole...
Yeah, I didn't realize that many Canadian flags were sold. It looked like 4th of July in Canada. With
the Canadian flag
has
become like the American flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And liberals have to, like...
It's a symbol of patriotism.
Yeah.
You guys have a maple leaf on your flag.
Yeah.
And I hope
Are you about to make fun of our maple
leaf? I was going to say it's very cute.
I'm into it.
Adorable.
It's yeah, it's adorable.
Ben Franklin
Listen,
wanted the turkey.
Little maple leaf is a turkey. Yeah.
Right, we used guys. To have a nice flag.
I see how it is.
The liberals
Let's get out of here.
It. The liberals like created this maple leaf flag.
What was
that,
the? Yeah. What was it before the maple leaf?
It was the Red Ensign.
Red
And it was a beautiful flag. I encourage you to look
it up. How do I look it up? Can I look it up?
Canadian Red Ensign. Beautiful flag. But then the liberals, they took, you know, everything that was good about our country.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
That was cool.
It was a nice flag. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's way better than a maple leaf.
That was our flag through World War I, World War II. Well, the crest was a little bit different. It changed over time, but that was the most recent version of the flag.
They're the leaves. Now they're very small.
Is this one it? Dude, how long till they put a maple leaf on our flag?
This is the first one?
I like the maple leaf, but I want more color.
That was the one they fought in under World War II, I think.
Look at this.
Sorry, World War I.
So rad.
Look at this amazing Canadian flag.
So all the people,
you know how much more respect Canada would get if that was still your flag?
All the people that say Canada's not part of the British Empire, check please.
Well,
what?
Of course, yeah.
Can you guys tell me, do a little bit?
Wait,
just,
you know what? You know, let's not make it. Let's leaf them alone.
Hold, yeah, hold on. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. This is legit. You said this is it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is from Wikimedia. Look at this.
Freaking
not
cool.
Only does it have the Union Jack, which is the United Kingdom, it's got a crown. Mm-hmm. It's got a bison, I believe, a fish, but also a wreath of maple leaves.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard
that's
three.
Amazing.
I've heard the three leaves. I could be making this up, but I heard that it represents like the three different populations in Canada, like the English, the French, and the Indigenous.
Cool.
Nice.
I like
what
that.
What does?
So little crest, the three there.
There's two of them.
So
though.
These are a lot of local. Like communities that were merged.
These were all like the different parts of Canada.
So cool.
Like New Brunswick and all that.
I like the thistles.
So what is the single
crest?
So hold on.
Has generally changed.
When did they decide to ruin your country?
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, it was actually quite recent. Like I think maybe in the 60s.
That was my thought too, but I don't want to spread any more fake news. I said an RCMP officer was killed by those protesters. I just want to clarify. They just like threw bombs at him or something.
Oh yeah,
and
so
that was it.
There must have been. Considering what the stereotype of Canadians being like very polite, you know, I guess in the 60s they had this like very powerful flag, and there was some Canadian guy who was just like, I don't think we should be so violent, you know?
Let's change that flag there.
And this is the frustrating part. This might be like esoteric Canadian politics, but I'm from the West, from Alberta. I'm an Albertan separatist, actually. It's frustrating about that flag because that's the maple leaf, and there's no maple trees west of like Manitoba, right?
So the city's
like Eastern elitists came and said, "Yeah, let's put the maple leaf on the flag because that represents Canada." But really, that's just the Laurentian understanding of Canada. These like Eastern, like Trudeau, all of these Eastern liberals have decided to sort of usurped the understanding of Canada and replaced the Union Jack and all of those, that beautiful crest that obviously represented every part of Canada, and then said, nah, we just want to use a leaf from a tree that only exists in Quebec.
You know, I actually really like that this happened to the flag because it's such a simple and concise way to explain how they made everything dumb and horrible in Canada. And you're like, okay, well, in this time frame, they took this out, they removed all the people who live in this part of the country, and now it's just like this elitist, oversimplified, kind of like a globalist flag.
They did the modern corporate art to our flag.
Oh, my gosh. It's a modern logo. I mean, how long before that was in America? Like, these 13 stripes represent 13 slave colonies. We need to change this flag altogether. Just a star.
What would it be? Like the McDonald's Golden Arches or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Something corporate?
Yeah, 100%. No, it'd just be like the star by itself, maybe? Or I don't know.
A single star.
They changed it?
That's disturbing.
Like, identical to the Canadian flag.
It'll just say BLM.
I don't know whoever to ask, but if we can make the Canadian flag, if you add more color, I'd be down. Like a psychedelic flag would be neat, but I don't think
Canada's going to make a psychedelic flag for their country.
But like a blue, red, white, and blue is a little cliche.
What if we added stripes, horizontal stripes, and then we did like a rainbow?
Oh,
you know,
they've done that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like,
well, there you go.
That actual flag has flown on Parliament Hill. Like,
what do you guys think about symbology in general and flags? I mean, because I personally, it's like burn the flag.
You
I don't
mean
care.
Symbolism.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Boondock Saints?
I think once, yeah.
Has anybody here watched Boondock Saints?
It was a cool cartoon.
Willem Dafoe, awesome. When the cop is like symbology, and he goes, symbolism.
Okay, I'm making up words because I'm English.
That's what Joe Biden's going to
do. Joe Biden was supposed
everyone
to do
gets
that.
Yeah, symbology is a thing. I don't know.
It's a thing.
Symbol.
Yeah.
But that's like the study of symbols, isn't it?
Exactly, a study of symbols.
Right.
In general, do you think that it's, because I find it's kind of like cult worship, like everyone worship me because I have the icon now, and I'm the one that has the badge. Like, burn the flag if you want to burn the flag.
I disagree.
A flag is like, it is in the eye of the beholder, right? Like, it means to people something, obviously. It means something different to everyone who sees it. When I see that Canadian, we call it the maple rag in Alberta, it brings on ideas of Eastern oppression, just like you guys probably would have felt Americans back in 1770, whatever the heck it was, when you guys threw the tea in the harbor and decided to become a bunch of traitors.
73?
Traitors. Okay.
Traitors.
Scandalous.
Like
you can
taxes.
Go back, sir. You never. Can go right back on up there to Canada.
Being from Alberta, does it feel like so like peaceful. the big cities of Canada are ripping you guys off?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because like they tell us we can't have pipelines. They tell us we have to shut down our oil and gas industry. Yeah. They force weird taxes on us that make us pay for social programs in Quebec, which are ridiculous when it comes to managing their budget. So we fund their social programs. They go deeper into debt and we have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So before we move on, I just have to ask, are you guys kind of feeling the national divorce thing in Canada as well?
Because totally. It's been going Albert on for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Trudeau and Biden as well. It's mirroring on both sides of the border. They're both mm-hmm. saying that, oh, you know, we're the most united we've ever been.
Oh, are we?
And that's obviously not the case in Canada. And I think, I assume the United States.
Yeah. Should have made that the free spot on the bingo.
I mean, Biden and Trudeau are probably more united than ever before, yes. but the people of their country yeah. are not.
The actual
united
countries.
Under Klaus Schwab.
Klaus Schwab.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
So,
come on, man.
We had one guest was saying that Canada has actually had very serious points of, you know, near I don't know about total collapse, but like breaking apart in like the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Quebec, it was like 49% to 51%, wow. wasn't it? Wow. For secession. For the Quebecois people.
It was a couple thousand votes.
It was Whoa. Very wow. tight.
And yes. that would have made them an independent nation?
Yeah, and they are very culturally different. Like if you go to Quebec, literally it feels like Europe. To some extent,
it's
they're,
actually
they're like France's mentally challenged cousin.
but is it Montreal in Quebec?
Because they mm-hmm. speak English.
So Montreal is fairly like half and half though, like half yeah. kind of French yeah, but kind yeah, of English. Yeah. But like Quebec City isn't it like all French?
Yeah, yeah.
They have such but a French also very supremacy conservative. Too. Though. They are. That's the thing. I'm having so much trouble because when you go to Quebec and you don't speak French, they're like horrible to you. But then all of the cool politicians are coming from there now because they've got that sense of nationalism, like good Pierre Poilievre,
Maxime Bernier.
Maxime
well,
Bernier.
Pierre actually yeah. is from Calgary, just like Ted Cruz.
Is he? Yes. I just
Ted Cruz
got a French
is from
name,
Calgary.
So I'm just discriminating.
If they were to, if like Quebec did secede, would they be then with the British? Because like I'm a little, it's fuzzy about the connection between Canada and the British Empire. No, it's part of the Commonwealth. I believe it's part of the Commonwealth.
Yes.
We were part of the Commonwealth.
And then so if Quebec was to secede, would it still be part of the Commonwealth?
No, they do not want to be a part of the Commonwealth.
And then would the British like just send in the Royal, you know, the Canadian Mountain care? Police or whatever and come in
no,
be
I
like,
think
oh,
that,
the
like,
king says.
There was a Supreme Court ruling that like the Clarity Act is what it was called and it allowed for any place in Canada basically to separate if there was a clear margin and a clear question when it came to secession. And it's a big question whether or not Quebec would have met that if they were over 50% or not, but at the end of the day, they weren't. They were at 49%, so wow. nobody really knows. But if they were, if, you know, say 60% of them voted to leave, there's a Supreme Court ruling that says we can do it.
49%. Oh, they needed 60?
Well, they needed more than 50 at least.
And they got 49.
Yeah.
Wow. So
wow. What a weird, well, let's, strange, dark coincidence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's talk about what's going on here in the U.S. Before we do, I want to give a shout out to, because it's a special episode, TimCast.com, if you guys haven't already, this is we got a team of journalists. They report on news every single day. We fact check. We have a bunch of shows. If you want to support our work, go to TimCast.com, become a member. I don't think we're going to have a member segment tonight because we're probably going to do this show long because I imagine the State of the Union will be a bit of time. But if you want to keep the show going, if you want to support our journalists, signing up at TimCast.com, you'll also get access to our whole members-only library. We have a ton of awesome members-only shows, including one with Lauren last night.
Yeah.
Talked about Flat Earth for some reason.
So good.
We went to Atlantis,
when you
moon landing.
A bunch of crazy nonsense.
It was amazing. Dude,
it was fun. It was fun. So you can definitely support us there. And I just want to mention, too, because for those that are just tuning in, we do have these bingo cards, and we're about 20 minutes out from the scheduled time for Biden's State of the Union.
Allegedly.
In which, allegedly. In which we will be enjoying these fine beers from Old 690 Brewing Company.
Oh, man.
And whenever Biden engages in one of these behaviors, we will be taking a drink and marking it off. So I've got like only Democrats clap, mentions January 6th, uses a fake word, fake tough guy, starts late. Could you, I'm just pointing, I was just thinking this, like, what if he starts by literally hitting every single one of these in one paragraph?
You just die.
Where he like, he's late. He comes out and he goes,
I ended COVID, man.
No, he comes out and he's like, I'm sick of these bullies. People like Putin, Donald Trump, who exponentially get worse,
yes.
especially with January 6th. And then only Democrats clap.
Yeah.
And this is after he tripped up the stage.
Yeah, right. Gets pulled off early.
We're going to stop Russia. We're truly national with the pressure.
Does he read this off a teleprompter?
Yeah, oh, his teleprompter is really bad at spelling, and so he just like writes
you can
random
see him
things.
Squint.
And
it's pretty disturbing. Yeah.
Well, that should have been one squinting at the teleprompter.
Oh, squinting would be a good one.
And people need to realize
I said
too,
that. No one.
Where were
it
you?
Down.
No, that's not I true. You that. Didn't. First of all, you absolutely
you
didn't.
Ignored me.
Too. He got all that eye work. He
I'm
got,
sorry.
Like,
what's
an
the,
eye
what
tuck
you
or something? It looks like he's perma squint.
Yeah.
Oh, but you can tell.
I think a lot of people misunderstand too. When Biden will stop talking or stutter or stammer, it's not always because he's losing his mind. It's because the prompter isn't moving fast enough.
Yeah.
So you'll notice
so
this with
wait.
The Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
One of the things you'll notice he does is he adds his special thing where he adds words.
Actually.
Or he does a thing where he was like, and some might accuse me of rooting for Russia, which I am.
Oh.
You know, like he adds that last bit because it allows the prompter to move a little bit. Mm. I'm assuming that maybe that's just who he is. But there are some points where I'm like, he did that. Because I've read from prompters before. I've done, you know, news reports. And it's like you're waiting for it to catch up. And if you have that freedom, you can do it.
A lot of places will have, like, the pedal, though.
Yeah, you should have that.
So
I
did the news in Australia a bit, and the pedal stopped working once. There's no other, like, worse fear in the world than being live on the news and teleprompter pedal.
Doing
it. Oh, I can't even. I think someone else beside me saw that mine wasn't working and just like saved my ass.
Whoa. Oh, thank yeah.
goodness.
Is
it like you push it forward and it speeds up and you push it back and it goes backwards?
Yeah, and like, you know, you got to be like driving a standard manual car.
Need a license for it.
Yeah, I mean, Biden could not handle a pedal.
No.
I mean, you can barely stand up. Yeah, exactly. So here's what we're going to do. Instead of doing the normal super chats, because I think we'll just read super chats while the State of Union is going.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds
so
fun.
We'll, of course, all be laughing and joking and drinking and marking off our bingo cards. But then we as well will read your super chats often as we can, within reason, you know, funny jokes and comments you might have to add to things or fact checks. And then we'll be fact checking as much as we can as well. I think most people here, considering the eclectic bunch we are of politicos and people who read the news, I think it's going to be very easy to fact check a lot of what Biden says. He'll say something and then immediately Seamus or, you know, Kian will just be like, oh, that was X, Y, and Z.
Kian's
he's wrong.
Quite the expert. Yeah,
yes. Well, let's do this. We still have about 17 minutes. I do believe they'll be late, but let's talk about what's happening with this People's Convoy.
Oh.
We have this story from the Daily Mail. The People's Convoy reaches Illinois as it makes its way to Washington, D.C. for trucker anti-mandate protest. Capitol is on high alert ahead of State of the Union address. I will also add over at TimCast.com, we have a reporter, Elad, who's currently tracking with the convoy right now. He's going alongside and interviewing them. Those videos are up. Be a member if you want, but they're free. We get that news reporting to you guys. But this is interesting because this is not the Freedom Convoy. This is the People's Convoy.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah, so the Freedom Convoy, I don't know if the Freedom Convoy for the U.S. like didn't make it or what's going on with it.
I don't know. I thought it was just one the whole time. I was surprised.
It was like 12, actually.
I just know there's a convoy, and it's got about 250 people, and it's going to be arriving in D.C. on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like I mentioned, maybe it's just for the State of the Union, but they have put up all the barricades around the White House, the Capitol. Two different white buildings.
Yeah.
But yeah, they put up all the barricades. They're pretty worried about this. Do you guys think it's going to get like Trudeau level where it's just going to be honking in the Capitol?
No.
What do you think is going to happen?
The DC police are very, very good at dealing with protests. And I imagine for one, the truckers probably, I think there's a good chance they won't even be able to make it into the city.
Mm.
As they start arriving, there's going to be cops at key entry points and they're going to, you know, fan the trucks in the other direction. So I don't think the trucks will get into the heart of DC like what happened with Ottawa. Boy, did they really screw that up. Mm-hmm. The simple logistics could have prevented the protesters from succeeding. But man, Canada, Trudeau and the provincial government didn't seem to know how to handle that. But I think the U.S. is going to be able to. More importantly, however, I think the bigger risk is they'll let them come in. And then you'll get some narrative about insurrection.
Again, yeah.
Yeah. They'll manipulate it. They'll use it and they'll say, oh, let them come. And there's already been reports. People are saying that there have been feds who are trying to infiltrate or incite people. And they're like, no. So I'm hearing that many of the people are saying they don't want to go to the core of DC for that reason. They want to stay slightly outside so they can make their point, you know, be like protest and, you know, obstruct enough without actually getting anywhere near close to these buildings.
Well, isn't it interesting that this had the effect of making people feel too afraid to protest near the actual center of political power?
Mm. Yeah.
But you might just have Ray Epps on the side of Ray, town. Like, yeah, come Ray on, guys, get over here.
Ray Epps drives a truck, and then they open the Capitol Building parking garage and let the trucks go in there. And they're like, they had an insurrection in the parking garage. They weren't supposed to be in there.
He's got an open invite. Ray wants to come on the show and talk about stuff.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know about that.
FBI, no FBI, what's up?
Maybe.
What's
he would have to do a sit down interview answering a ton of questions before we would just have, you know.
Many. Can you just buy a lie detector?
Yes.
We just buy one?
For I would love donuts to test or something one of those. With the fridge. You needed a lie detector.
Oh yeah, I bought a bunch of these donuts and they come with, you have to like build them yourself.
Yeah.
Was that
great.
You, Ian?
No. Did someone eat just the donut?
Ian's
no.
got frosting. Or they just all ate
the
frosting?
Yes. Worse. That
wasn't me. Someone stole.
Blasphemy.
7 icings.
What?
From our donut
We
box.
Have other sugars in the house. Why would they do that?
I want people fired.
But they didn't eat the donut.
Oh.
So somebody like took the icing and just drank it.
I would be so
Dude,
mad.
I think it might have been Joe Biden.
That's probably who
Who's
was.
The sugar
Joe
head?
Biden sneaking in at 3 in the morning, and he's like,
come on.
But he's whispering to himself, come on, man, as he's opening up the donut box.
come on.
He's Hunter.
So anyway, yes.
Oh, man.
The plan is everyone's denying it, so we got a lie detector. I think we're ordering one
Sweet.
Or something.
Let's
like,
do it.
Like a fake, you know, thrift store lie detector or something like that. A used polygraph. And
Can
then
you
we're
get
gonna,
like a top CIA quality lie detector? Can you just buy
it's
them?
It's all BS anyway.
Don't work.
Yeah, they don't really work.
Because it's if you think you're lying, it'll go. If you have agitation, but if you're lying and you're calm, it won't know. That's why they don't
stress.
Use it in court.
Right.
It's looking to see if you're stressed
all
by the question.
Yeah.
So if you're nervous the whole time, it's fine. But if they see stress when you answer a question, they're going to think.
By the way, that's how the neural net and metaverse is going to be tracking you. If they sense your emotions, they're going to know.
Oh, dude, they can read everything.
Yeah, you're going to have to have just a solidly clear mind when you're in there.
I've already joined the what are we calling it? Are we calling it the continuum or the singularity? The singularity.
Oh, gosh, why?
The singularity.
Oh, don't like yeah. that.
So I got a whoop.
The boss.
I got
oh,
the
you've
whoop.
Joined.
Singularity.
Okay. What is
yeah,
this?
Luke convinced me. He said, one of us. When I was Luke, stop. And then he pinned me down and he put the whoop on my wrist.
What is that?
You were right.
It tracks your health and it shows you like your strain and your recovery. It shows you your heart rate, your skin temperature, your, you know, resting heart rate. My resting heart rate, 48.
Beautiful.
It's wow, pretty good.
Dang. Yeah. Actually, so I went to the doctor for a physical because I was feeling sick. Turns out I was dehydrated. And they hooked me up to the heart rate thing. And I looked at it, and it was in the low 50s. And then it dropped down to like 45. And it started going, like low heart rate warning.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, what do I do? Like,
yeah.
I'm fine. And the nurse came in, and she was like, are you very active? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, ignored it.
Yeah,
and
when I worked in the cardiology unit, we had a biker guy who ended up in one of the ICU units. I'm assuming he got hit by a car or something. And his alarm was constantly buzzing. We had to set it to a lower rate because he was like hanging out in the 40s, 38, 39. They thought he had a heart block. And I was like, no, it's just really freaking fit, it turns out.
Wow, good hearts, huh?
Yeah.
My goal is to get my resting heart rate to 1.
Nah, it doesn't work.
Just for a moment.
No, I don't think so.
The
lowest I've ever seen it was, for me, was 42.
That's pretty low.
Yep. And, you know, I exercise a lot. But anyway, the whoop is, somebody said, because Luke was wearing one on the show, and somebody said that it like sends all your data to the corporations or whatever, and it's got like a bunch of lasers and it's tracking everything. And I'm like, I don't know. And it's telling me, you know.
They have it all anyway.
Luke wore
but
that?
You know That's what the interesting thing is? When I wake up, it tells me like, here's your recovery from your sleep. And it's always telling me that I need to sleep for like 12 hours, but I sleep for like 6. And I'm like, I can't sleep anymore. I'm working, you know. But it shows my recovery rate. The funny thing is, I don't need it to tell me if I feel good when I wake up because I feel good or I feel bad.
That's weird that it's telling you feel good.
Tim, well, no, it, just shows, think it, you it feel says like good. 78% recovery or something. It's a green. And it's like, good job. Like and I wake up, I'm like, I feel great.
Because technically it's proprietary. And if a crazy person gets the corporation, they could be like, yeah, let's tell him he feels like trash. Let's tell him his resting heart rate's way lower than it is. Like, screw with
no,
people.
No, but when I was dehydrated, I had 2 nights where my recovery was extremely low.
Mm.
And the issue was I was drinking regular water, not getting electrolytes. So I wasn't retaining. And that was the problem.
Interesting.
So I thought, like, I drank a bunch of water, and then I was told by the doctor, drink Gatorade. And so I drank a bunch of Gatorade, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, man.
Your heart needs electrolytes.
I did not realize, because I'm always drinking, you know, water or like lemon juice and water and stuff like that. So electrolytes was making me feel
that black water is really good. We got this new mineral black water. It's a little sweet. And it's dark, dark, dark brown with minerals. It has 72 different added minerals. Pretty cool.
Looks gross.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
I wonder.
It is. Yeah.
You know what you guys have too downstairs? You have air in a tank.
Air in a can.
Did you breathe it?
I have air in a can.
I did.
What would you think?
It's not air.
It was just air.
Nothing. It's not air.
What is it?
It's 95% oxygen.
Pure oxygen.
You know what?
It's not the same thing. Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So, you know, this is, you know, I'm a smart ass, right? So we were at Dick's Sporting Goods and, we were getting a new treadmill and we're getting a new workout thing. Cause we genuinely here want everyone to work out. And I even said, like, I'll get like a trainer to get everybody to exercise cause we want people to eat right and be better and be strong. And, the guy, they have these oxygen canisters at the counter when we're checking out. And I said, you know, inhaling pure oxygen's bad for you. It's 95%. And the guy goes, no, it isn't. It's just air. And I was like, nope, actually, it's not. It's oxygen. And he goes, and what do you breathe? And I was like, we breathe air, which is a combination of mostly nitrogen, yeah, carbon dioxide, oxygen, trace gases like methane. And then he was like, oh. And I'm like, people really think that we breathe oxygen. That's like all air is.
78% nitrogen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't like the atmosphere ignite if it was mm-hmm. like above like a certain percentage of oxygen or something like that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's probably why it burned off. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know all about that. All I know is that I learned when I was like in fifth grade that it's mostly nitrogen or whatever.
Yeah.
Just breathing.
A lot of nitrogen. Nitrogen is a fascinating chemical.
Is it?
So it's air. It's gas. It's not air. When you say what's in there, it's gas. It's fluid. It's not necessarily air.
Oh, hey,
it's a kind of air, I guess.
All right, so air.
Come on.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's go with air.
They officially started the State of the Union stream.
They started early.
Is he on time?
No.
I can't believe Biden's trying to compete with us.
The stream has begun.
Oh, cool.
But right now, it's just a picture of Joe Biden.
He needs, like, a band to play it. Like, why do you think or something.
Why do you think they disabled the comments? I thought there was, like, a First Amendment here in the United States.
81 million
Why do you think they hid the dislike count?
That's crazy.
Do you guys, hey, install the dislike button app. On Chrome.
Let's check that right now.
But that's,
yeah.
it doesn't
I have
actually
it on my laptop.
It doesn't actually show you the Chrome. Real dislike count. Yeah. It guesses.
Based on what did you get?
It guesses based on,
you can read.
They say the first wave was based on the data they already had on dislikes. And the next is based on metrics that correlate with dislikes or something.
I feel so like we could test this theory by looking in the back end and then getting someone else to use it on our video, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could see you could track the amount of total clicks. And the amount of total likes and then subtract it and get the amount of total dislike clicks.
I will
but they
say
don't have a dislike button anymore, do they?
I've noticed that since they've gotten rid of the dislike button, I get way less dislikes.
Yeah, I was going to say people don't feel as driven to do so because it's not going to be a bad look for you.
In the beginning of YouTube,
I hate it.
It was a 5-star. Remember when they used to rate 5 stars, 1 through 5 stars?
Yeah.
I would give someone 5 stars or I wouldn't vote. I hated trashing people.
Like Uber drivers.
Yeah.
You gotta give them 5 stars or...
That's right.
You
know, or just don't worry.
Otherwise
don't.
I get fired.
They know you're
unless they're speeding and then let everyone know they're not safe.
So they disabled the comments, and I just want to say, so we have right here the President's State of the Union address from the White House official YouTube, which of course is public domain.
Of course, yes.
And Chet is disabled. I would love to see that nightmare of a hellscape if they allowed it, and they should. And I actually think, I think they should be obligated to have that because what's interesting is it says they've disabled it. That means the government has barred the public from something that should be there.
So, like, didn't they try to sue Donald Trump for blocking people on Twitter?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the argument they could say is by having no chat for anyone, it's not
very equal.
You know, but I would argue this. They've disabled chat for the public, and chat is a basic core function of a live stream. Therefore, my argument is the government is suppressing the right of the people to speak at a public event.
And associate.
Especially when the internet has become the new public sphere. Yeah. You look at with lockdown, you forced us in our homes, and now we're all online, and now we've got the metaverse, and now this is the new public sphere where we all talk and, you know, deal with our issues, and
It's like if the president was doing it in the public square, and a politician was speaking in the public square, and they said, you can come and watch this, but don't you dare speak to your neighbor.
Well, let me ask, I'll ask the audience, for those that are listening, do you think that we should inquire, I say inquire because, do you think we should inquire about filing a lawsuit over the disabling of chats for public broadcasts?
Hit one if you think so.
No, hit 20, because 20 means
you rolled
critical
20.
Success.
You're correct.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, if you think we should inquire about suing to enable, make sure that core chat functions that are a basic part, let me explain. I say inquire because I don't know the law. We'll talk to a lawyer and see what they say, but here's my argument. When you start a live stream, and we do every day, Monday through Friday, not every single day, but we have to actually choose to not have a chat. We click disable. Actually, they may have changed that.
I think it's still that. You can enable and disable chat.
But I think it's by they might have changed it to by default be disabled, in which case
it's replay is disabled by default, but I think chat is automatic.
Well, so there's the question. If chat is, everyone's saying 20. Absolutely.
Yeah, everyone's saying 20.
If chat is it says chat is disabled. That says to me that they have chosen to remove it.
Mm.
I think then the government should not have access to remove something. It's a private company, YouTube. Donald Trump got sued and lost over blocking people.
Yeah.
I don't think Biden should be able to get rid of the streams. And I believe that, you know why they disabled it? Because it would be people saying, we hate you, you're awful, we hate you.
Yeah. It would be funny as
It would be
hell.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
It would. But instead, because the public is not allowed to comment on this and make fun of Biden, we're going to have to provide that service for you.
That's
guys.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I am down. Everyone's saying 20, so yeah. I will absolutely, we'll do is we'll start with an inquiry. We'll see where it goes. There are other people who are better versed in this than I. And, we'll see what we can get out of it because they may have changed. I don't know. They may have changed the way they do it on YouTube, which could give the government special arguments that they might be able to succeed in.
It's like when you don't allow replies on your Twitter.
Yes.
Like at that point, you've already lost the argument at that point. If you're not allowing people to comment on what you're saying, it's because you know you're either wrong or nobody likes you.
That's an interesting question, too. Can a politician disable replies?
That's a good
in
question.
Canada, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Trudeau's done it. Opposition members do it. Mayors do it a lot because there's no accountability there.
But you guys don't have a little thing called the First Amendment.
No, and it's awful.
Yeah.
Treasure your First Amendment because that's the best thing you got from throwing Tina in the harbor.
Well, I mean, maybe the second.
First
the second's
second.
Good too.
No, it's true. It's true. Like Dave Chappelle said, the second is just there to make sure, you know, in case the first doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first is the first for a reason.
You got to be able to discuss if the second goes wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but then the thing is, I mean, the second doesn't just protect the first, it protects all of them.
Right.
That's true.
It's interesting. They were definitely philosophers, the people that made the U.S. And I like how they put the first one as speech then weapons second.
Oh, you're like freaking out.
No, I was just going to say, I hope that we get more viewers than the State of the Union does. No, I don't think we will. I was just going to say the tweet about this only got 7,000 upvotes and 2,000 comments.
No, guys, we do have to. We got to ratio Joe Biden.
Everyone
Joe watching
Biden,
this,
agreed.
Share this
I'm
link.
Tweet that. No, you need to
we'll
ratio Joe
it.
Biden.
I'm going to tweet that, too.
So,
I'll be so embarrassed if he gets more views than us.
No, I'll be so
Can you
mad.
Imagine more people wanting to watch Joe Biden than you?
The president? No.
I
just
can't.
I don't care who you are.
I'm unimportant.
All right, you're more worth.
Listen, we are all going to commit Sudoku. If you do not,
I'm almost like
the president.
We are going to play Sudoku. It's a fun game.
I am deeply concerned about Joe Biden being our president. I guess I'll let that put that on the table now.
Yeah, so too. I'm gonna shift things real quick because we have a couple minutes, maybe even 1 minute till the start, and I just want to mention something. And I actually am torn between talking about it, but I think we should. And that is that we got swatted for a fifth and sixth time today. So last night we were swatted, and I want to make sure – the reason I'm bringing it up is because there's security concerns over why it keeps happening so frequently. And I want to make sure it is known that we have instructed the police to respond every single time.
Yep.
And to take it seriously every single time. And we also have armed guards, and we have upgraded our security substantially. And the swatting has actually gotten a bit worse. I actually have now I got to keep some of the details vague, but I was just sent photos from our security cameras. Several officers armed with short barrel ARs coming up to my house.
Exciting.
So this is going to be a fun year, to put it mildly. But we talked to the cops. They said, you know, there's some concern about bringing it up when it happens because it highlights the issue. And my concern is, what they could be trying to do is they do a swatting, and then the cops show up, and then as soon as the cops are like, okay, it's a swatting, and leave, they then come in afterwards. So when someone calls back and says, help, we're being attacked, they go, we already went out there for a swatting, we're not going back, and that's the real attack. So that's why we've been like, no matter what happens, you get a call, you show up, and they're like, you got it. So that's why we keep having the police, but they know about the show. So if they're greeted, we have, you know, security has been up substantially. But now what's happening is, this is the interesting update. We've got FOIA information has been released to us, body camera footage. We have a name. I'm not going to say the name.
Oh boy.
But the phone calls are automated. Hmm. These are automatic swatting phone calls. Someone has created a bot that has, we believe it's a fake name. It might be a real name. But the police have determined that the phone calls are automated calls, recordings, coming from California. The police have denied our FOIA request on some information because they're actively investigating what has now become like the most severe felony you can possibly engage in, because it's we've had six swattings. Insane. It's now become federal because we are on a tri-state border in the Washington D.C. area between three states. And now the swattings have penetrated, have crossed jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. So what we're now dealing with is not a single swatting. We're dealing with FBI level federal offenses between multiple state jurisdictions and federal offenses. So it's like, it's become extremely serious. We'll see how that plays out, I guess.
I was told,
do you, like, we hear nothing but bad things, about the FBI, especially in the right wing media sphere in Canada. Do you guys trust the FBI? Are they a reliable organization to deal with issues that you have political level?
I think there's a I've talked with different feds who work in different agencies, and a lot of them have said, you got to understand the culture war exists everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if you know people who are leaning one way or the other, that's the exact same within these agencies. So I actually met a guy from the NSA, and he was like, my coworkers who are woke, it's insane. But me and my friends who work there, we're not, and we see it, and it's scary. And I've heard that. So as it pertains to the FBI, I think there's an issue of the Biden administration being Democratic and that giving them a lot of sway. I think if you look at under Bill Barr certainly wasn't a big fan of Trump, but it certainly wasn't the same as it is under Joe Biden. You know, I don't know if it wasn't necessarily the FBI, but we saw some stuff under Bill Barr that you'd probably be like, okay. And the Durham probe, it's a special prosecutor, so there's something there. We'll see how far it goes. Ultimately, though, I think the interest of the FBI is maintaining the status quo of the bureaucratic state. Mm-hmm. So I think, based on my experience, when it comes to certain high-profile issues, they'll deal with it like any crime they're supposed to deal with. When it's political, then you're going to see politics play a role. So as it pertains to us, I think we're probably like on the edge of something being substantially political to where they would care about politics. I think more so they would just be like, wealthy DC suburbanite individuals are growing increasingly concerned over the swatting, and high-powered lawyers who live just outside of DC are angry that they're hearing this. And so whoever is doing this is probably going to get a bunch of dudes in full blackout gear kicking their door in very soon, because I got some photos of something just like that. So
oh boy.
We'll see. Oh, boy. And ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:03.
We're late.
The State of the Union is late.
Someone break up one of those beers.
You got some pens over there, Lydia? I want to pass them around.
I finished my beer already. This is bad.
What are you doing? Yeah, Seamus, just stand up and take one.
He's late.
We've got blonde ale. We've got raspberry wheat.
Like two take more. Three, Tim.
Seamus,
stand up and take one.
Seamus, go make me a drink.
Would you like a pen?
What's that?
I got a pen.
Get out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's see. Starts late. It's already started late. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
I knew, but that was almost a freebie, right?
No.
Here, you take that one.
The State of the Union is late.
I'm taking the free space.
The free space. So what do you win if you win? Another beer?
Another beer.
All right.
Got my Diet Coke. I will not be
starts late. I'm already winning.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. I need curses. He's not gonna curse. That's a tough one.
Come on, man.
He does curse.
He might, every now and again.
What about son of a bitch?
Is that
a curse?
He might literally cast a spell.
Yeah, he might actually.
He might cast a spell.
That is a type of curse.
Boil in trouble.
Gets mad at a fake Republican. What does that mean?
It means like when he'll get into arguments with people who aren't there and he's like, he'll have like some hypothetical Republican he's getting mad at where he's like, I'm losing my patience with you. That kind of thing.
If he walks the wrong way, gets mad at a fake Republican or curses, I win.
Me too.
Oh, I have the same one.
Oh, it's here.
Come on, man. You have the same winning conditions?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I got hairy legs.
There's a lady. Who's that lady? Is she the sign language interpreter?
Yeah.
All right.
Does she know how to
I love this conspiracy theory that the whole thing is pre-recorded.
I'm like,
dude, there's way too many people there for that to be the case.
Yeah.
But people were saying it, and I was like, I don't know, man. Joe Biden can't. This is going to be interesting to see if he can make it through this.
Oh, so behind my head, we have 123 live viewers.
They're winning us. We're getting ratioed.
How are we losing to Joe Biden?
How are we losing to Joe Biden
right States?
Now?
81 million votes.
Hey, I'll say this. We got 60. We're half. I love and appreciate all of you who are watching us as we are going to be listening through this.
I do love you guys.
And drinking through this.
Do we have sound? Do we want to put it in the computer?
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's on the TV right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, they're banging.
Don't worry, we're still getting
warmed
up.
I'm so glad this is happening.
Whoa. What are they doing?
Oh, yes. Quit banging that in my ears, bro.
Things. Jeez.
Wow, that was Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
Everybody, if you're upset, that hurts your ears. It was Pelosi who did it.
Thanks, Nance.
Okay, we got to watch him very closely here.
Yeah.
If he walks the wrong way.
I'm so curious.
Oh, and also watch out for inappropriate touching at this moment.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Inappropriate touching.
Did you see that I think it was a news article where they're like, 71-year-old man inappropriately touches girl, and then it shows Joe Biden, and then like it awkwardly cuts away and back, and he's not, he's no longer on screen.
There.
Oh, man, the moment you've all been waiting for.
We're all here. Let's go.
Come on, man.
And we'll be reading your super chats periodically as well. From the start of the State of the Union address, we'll be getting in your comments.
He has not tripped yet.
Wow, 141,000 watching now at the White House's YouTube.
You know what, though? The fact that we're up to half that.
Hold on.
What was that like?
I'm trying to see if the Republicans are clapping. Because it sounds like not everybody is clapping.
It's very golf claps. Really waiting for those touches.
You know what, the Republicans, they're going to clap.
They're team players or whatever.
They're classy, Tim. Yeah.
Ukrainian flag. I see a Ukrainian flag.
I don't think the Democrats clapped when Trump walked into his last one. I was watching a video of it. It was very high energy, but I don't think the Democrats were clapping.
And all the women were wearing white.
Yeah. Was there a statement
there? We are a silly
country.
Not a serious.
Oh. Those Ben Franklin, TJ, they were like in their 20s, man. Well, Franklin was a little older, but those guys were young.
Yeah, he was older. He was older.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson was, 26?
Yeah, they were young, man.
Oh, there's Millie.
Oh, that almost looked like you.
That looked like a stumble.
Got real quiet. Is he being guided by someone? Oh.
Oh, we should have put his handler somewhere in here.
Oh, here he comes.
Has a handler.
Wow, he's a spy guy.
I gotta say, what if it really is like a perfect State of the Union with no errors?
That would be awesome.
It's the most famous speech ever delivered by any president. In the long run. We just look like idiots. This is played in history classes.
What was it?
Oh, I thought he looked super confused.
Biden does not, how about this? If you don't get at least 5 on your bingo card, you gotta chug your beer.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
It sounds like she has toilet paper in her
dentures.
That was way different than how she introduced Trump.
Is she playing the drinking game too?
For Trump, she said, President of the United States.
She uses vodka.
Okay, what's happening? It's getting quiet.
It's an awkward.
10 seconds of silence.
Yeah.
That girl on the right.
Chat disabled.
Mm-hmm. They should have put her name.
DJ on Super Chat says there are a lot of empty seats in the chamber.
Wait, did he trip?
Yeah. Laughing face.
I heard that Pelosi banned certain people said he from coming.
Someone said he tripped in chat. Did he trip? I didn't see it. Because that's on
the
card.
You didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Thank you all very much.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you, General. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Please. Thank you so much. Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President, our First Lady and Second Gentleman, members of Congress and the Cabinet, Justice of the Supreme Court, my fellow Americans. Last year, COVID-19 kept us apart. This year, we're finally together again. Tonight...
Oh, geez, don't clap.
Does this count as taking credit for ending COVID?
He'll get there.
As Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, but most importantly, as Americans, with the duty to one another, to America, to the American people, to the Constitution, and an unwavering resolve that freedom will always triumph over tyranny.
Triumph.
All
right, fairly neutral.
It's
a solid start for the man.
Yeah. You know what? He's doing
I wonder how
good.
Much adrenaline they shot him up with before
yeah,
this.
Yeah, curious.
You know, by the end of the night, we might be cheersing
him. Got horse epinephrine.
Yes.
My legs are hairy.
6 days ago, Russia's Vladimir Putin sought to shake the very foundations of the free world, thinking he could make it bend to his menacing ways.
Russia?
But tough he badly plastic. Miscalculated. He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over. Instead, he met with a wall of strength.
Oh,
he never
oh,
what is that one?
Snap.
Wrong word.
He met Ukrainian no,
that's
like, people.
That's not a fake word, though. He said a wall. He stuttered.
Right.
That was a stutter.
Did we have stuttered or stumble or something?
Yeah, I don't have that on mine, unfortunately.
You don't have that.
I just said, yeah.
From President Zelensky, they're... To every Ukrainian, their fearlessness, their courage, their determination literally inspires the world. Groups of citizens blocking tanks with their bodies. Everyone from students to retirees to teachers turned soldiers defending their homeland. And in this struggle, President Zelensky said in his speech to the European Parliament, light will win over darkness. Ukrainian ambassador to the United States is here tonight sitting with the First Lady. Let each of us, if you're able to stand and send an unmistakable signal to the world, Ukraine.
This is not a stunning
thank
story.
You.
Does
thank
Pelosi
you, thank
have
you,
to make you. Noise directly in the mic like that?
Another attention horse.
Just oblivious.
They just defeated Putin, guys. Now oh, yeah, you realize what just
world
happened.
War III's over.
She looks so uncomfortable.
Right, she's strong, she's resolved.
Instruct these people
says,
to stay
need
silent.
Put his pants block on the board. It's already happened.
That's the free part. It's given.
Yes. We, the United States of America, stand with the Ukrainian people. Throughout our history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos. They keep moving. And the cost, the threats to America and America to the world keeps rising. That's why the NATO alliance was created, to secure peace and stability in Europe after World War II. The United States is a member, along with 29 other nations. It matters. American diplomacy matters. American resolve matters. Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home, in this chamber, in this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united. We prepared extensively and carefully. We spent months building coalitions of other freedom-loving nations in Europe and the American.
Is that a fake word?
He's almost there.
Yeah. African continents.
They fixed his mic, though.
We're like 3 minutes Putin. In.
Like many of you, I spent countless hours unifying your European allies.
Is it not sad that we're like, well, him slurring this much isn't a big deal? Or worth noticing or taking a drink over?
We would try to
I don't have slurring.
I don't
justify
either.
His
I thought it would
aggression.
Be too easy.
We countered Russia's lies with the truth. And now
that's
active,
misinformation, right?
The three free world.
Debatable. Well, misinformation. Oh, he is kind of talking about misinformation.
No, he said we countered their lies with the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've lied. They've been pushing lies
like
crazy.
Canada, Japan, Korea, Australia, New Zealand.
We put misinformation in quotes because we think he's going to say it.
Are inflicting pain on Russia and supporting the people of Ukraine. Putin is now isolated from the world more than he has ever been. Together,
it's in quotes, so it's when the word misinformation.
Right. Wait, does Kamala Harris have together. Only a Ukrainian flag pin on?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
Let me see. She's hard to see in the.
Actually, we have a super chat. Goldilocks says, "Why are there so many Ukrainian flags in the American Federal Building?"
Together, along with our allies,
there's a Ukrainian
right
insurrection
now
here.
Powerful economic sanctions. We're cutting off Russia's largest banks in the international financial system, preventing Russia's central bank from defending the Russian ruble.
Oh, what was that?
Is that a fake word? I don't know if that's a fake word yet. I don't know if we're quite
choking
there.
Russia's
he was trying
access.
To say ruble.
We're choking Russia's access to technology that will sap its economic strength and weaken its military for years to come. Tonight,
he keeps saying words we don't understand, but we know.
I know, we know it's an actual word.
Who built billions of dollars off this violent regime. No more. The United States.
This is the fake tough guy shit.
That sounds like
do you guys think he's being a tough guy? Say,
no more. He's like sanctions. It's like it's
so do we agree that's fake tough guy?
I think fake tough guy came out.
Yes.
Let's just wait. Hold on.
Department of Justice is assembling a dedicated task force to go after the crimes of the Russian oligarchs. We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets. We're coming for you, ill-begotten gains. And tonight,
that's fake tough guy.
Actually, I think the Russian oligarchs are kind of a problem.
American airspace to all Russian flights.
It's ill-gotten.
Further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
He said ill-begotten.
That means born wrong.
Yeah.
Ill-begotten.
Ill-begotten.
Yeah.
But begotten is not a fake word.
Right.
So use the wrong word, not a fake one.
So that's fake tough guy shit.
The ruble has already lost 30% of its value.
That's a fake tough guy.
The Russian stock market has lost 40% of its value, and trading remains suspended. The Russian economy is reeling, and Putin alone is the one to blame. Together with our allies, we're providing support to the Ukrainians in their fight for freedom. Military assistance, economic assistance, humanitarian assistance. We're giving more than $1 billion of direct assistance to Ukraine and will continue to aid the Ukrainian people as they defend their country and help ease their suffering.
He sounds like he's drunk and falling asleep. I know that's when I talk and I'm drunk and I'm falling asleep. I'm like,
sundowning.
My words.
Sundowning.
Yeah. It's actually really sad.
I know.
All things
terrifying.
Considered.
But let me be clear.
It's real cognitive decline.
Our forces are not engaged and will not engage in the conflict with Russian forces in Ukraine.
That's a fake.
I love it. I'm writing it down. Clown
but to defend our NATO allies in the event that Putin decides to keep moving west.
I think so. Fake word.
For that purpose,
kind of
we have mobilized
clown
ground forces, air squadron, ship deployments to protect NATO countries, including Poland, Romania, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And as I've made crystal clear, the United States and our allies will defend every inch of territory that is NATO territory with the full force of our collective power. Every single inch.
That's fake tough guy for sure.
There's a lot of that
already.
In his speech.
Oh, we circled that 7 times.
Is this his red line?
Is it ever tiring as Americans to know that, like, NATO is your military might and it's, like, we rely on you completely?
Yes. Well, and then other countries go, why doesn't America have this social program? All the other developed countries do. You spend so much on your military. Because we are your military. We are your military. And that's part of why we can't afford the social programs. Though even if we cut military spending, we still couldn't if you look at the numbers.
Correct. Thank you, Seamus, for ramming that
ground. Ramtech Super Chat says, is this the state of the Ukrainian address?
Apparently.
He knows it's going to make him sound popular to harp on this. Right?
Have repeatedly shown that they will not tolerate anyone who tries to take their country backwards.
That's right.
To all Americans, I'll be honest with you, as I always promised I would be. A Russian dictator invading a foreign country has cost around the world. And I'm taking robust action to make sure the pain of our sanctions is targeted at Russian economy and that we use every tool at our disposal to protect American businesses and consumers. Tonight, I can announce the United States has worked with 30 other countries to release 60 million barrels of oil from reserves around the world. America
16 million
will lead that
That's
effort.
Not a lot, though.
I'm going to crunch the numbers because we use like releasing
30 million barrels of our own strategic petroleum reserve. And we stand ready to do more if necessary, united with our allies. These steps will help blunt gas prices here at home, but I know news about what's happening can seem alarming to all Americans. But I want you to know we're going to be okay.
96 million barrels.
Is that gaslighting?
He's almost gaslighting.
That's gaslighting.
He said we're going to be okay. We are not going to be okay.
That's not quite yet. It's a lie.
The rest of the world's strong.
We use 20 million barrels a day. Yeah, so we're releasing 16. And
no,
then 60.
Well, three days. 3 days.
And then 30. So that's, nothing.
Oh, no, we got Putin
clapping?
Now.
Yeah, we got
While
him.
It shouldn't have taken.
Well, it looks like the Republicans.
No, it shouldn't have taken something so terrible for people around the world to see what's at stake. Now everyone sees it clearly. We see the unity among leaders of nations, a more unified Europe, a more unified West. We see unity among the people who are gathering in cities and large crowds around the world, even in Russia,
like in convoys
to demonstrate their support for the people of Ukraine. In the battle between democracy and autocracies, democracies are rising to the moment, and the world is clearly choosing the side of peace and security. This is the real test, and it's going to take time. So let us continue to draw inspiration from the iron will of the Ukrainian people. To our fellow Ukrainian Americans, who forged the deep bond that connects our two nations. We stand with you. We stand with you. Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people.
The Iranian
He'll never
said Iranian.
Yeah,
he
said Iranian.
He will never, never weaken the resolve of the free world.
He meant Iranian, Tim.
He said Uranian.
No, I mean, technically he's correct. That will not get them the hearts and minds of the Iranian people.
Mean, is he lying?
He's talking about Uranus, and I don't think there are people there.
Dude, he's had like a super like interesting word use. Homeland, proud people, iron will, hearts and souls. Like, this is like a very like right wing speech, but only for a different country.
Yeah.
And so many families
Iran, apparently.
I read
Iran.
Yeah.
Struggling to keep up with the rising cost of food, gas,
inflation. Oh, we actually acknowledged it.
I understand, like many of you did. My dad had to leave his home in Scranton, Pennsylvania to find work. So like many of you, I grew up in a family when the price of food went up, it was felt throughout the family.
Wasn't he rich?
It had an impact.
I don't know.
That's one of the first things I did as president was fight to pass the American Rescue Plan. Because people were hurting, we needed to act, and we did. Few pieces of legislation have done more at a critical moment in our history to lift us out of a crisis. It fueled our efforts to vaccinate the nation and combat COVID-19, delivered immediate economic relief to tens of millions of Americans.
He wasn't rich.
It helped put food on the table. Remember those long lines of cars waiting for hours just to get a box of food put in their trunk?
Oh. He was wealthy and suffered
cut the cost of health care insurance
when Biden was born. Yeah.
And as my dad used to say, it gave the people just a little bit of breathing room. Unlike the $2 trillion tax cut passed in the previous administration.
Can I drink anyway?
The benefits of
I have.
I've been doing that the whole time.
Rescue Plan.
How else could you get there?
Wait, booing, we didn't have that as a
The American Rescue Plan.
What did they boo?
Helped working people and left no one behind.
He was talking about Trump.
Ah, talking about Trump.
Folks,
did he actually say Trump?
$2 billion tax cut. Trump, $2 billion.
Did he say Trump, though?
No. Yeah. No,
worked.
Previous administration.
Yeah.
We'll think about
it
that.
Worked.
That's blaming Trump.
Yeah, yes. But we just have Trump in quotes. Do we have blaming Trump on here?
I do not.
Are the words blaming Trump
I
here?
I said that. Remember, if he blames Trump.
We did say blame Trump, but I think it was
it
written
worked.
In here as Trump in
we
quotes.
Created jobs, lots of jobs. In fact, our economy created over 6.5 million new jobs.
That's a lie.
This is gaslighting. This is gaslighting.
This is gaslighting.
Yeah, that's
and
gaslighting.
Congratulate self.
Yes,
congratulate self and gaslight.
United States of America.
Wow, I got a lot on it.
I got a lot.
Grew at a rate of 5.7 last year, the strongest growth rate in 40 years.
Mm. It's interesting that they don't have camera shots on the economy.
They
don't have camera shots on the Republicans.
This nation for
are they
too
even
long.
There? I don't know.
So I saw Madison
just to clarify real quick for the gaslighting. We lost millions of jobs and only recovered like 90% or something. So it's not that we're creating jobs, we're recovering jobs.
That trickle down theory led to weaker economic growth, lower wages, bigger deficits, and a widening gap between the top and everyone else in nearly a century. Look.
That's right. Look, fat.
Vice President Harris and I ran for office, and I realize we have fundamental disagreements on this, but ran for office with a new economic vision for America. Invest in America.
Did fun.
Educate Americans. Grow the workforce. Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. Because we know.
He sent out top-down checks and built nothing from the
bottom. Okay, so only the Democrats are clapping now. Those are the Republicans right there.
It's like a confused clap,
too. Oh, they're literally not.
Because
they're
only Democrats clapping. The middle class grows.
Yep.
Democrats clapping.
I need one more.
I just need two more, still.
I need mentioning January 6th and I win.
Yeah,
you're going to win.
He hasn't yet, though. I'm curious if he does.
And now our infrastructure is ranked 13th in the world. We won't be able to compete for the jobs of the 21st century if we don't fix it. That's why it was so important to pass the bipartisan infrastructure law. And I thank my Republican friends.
Oh, we're supposed to drink when we cross the line.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no.
I
need three to six.
Rebuild America. Eight, six. The single biggest investment.
Which one did you guys just cross?
Democrats only.
It was a bipartisan
I'm way ahead of you guys. I've just been trying
to work to make it happen.
Smart.
Oops.
We're done.
If he says January 6th, I win.
Oh,
what?
I get one more.
Come on. I have the same sheet as you. I must.
Oh yeah, we're both going to win.
Look.
What do we win? He just needs to inappropriately touch someone, and I might be okay.
That'd be cool.
He's trying to transform America.
Touch. I'm afraid.
To put us in a path to win the economic competition of the 21st century. That we face with the rest of the world, particularly China. I've told Xi Jinping, it's never been a good bet to bet against the American people.
His good friend Xi Jinping.
We'll create good jobs for millions of Americans, modernizing roads, airports, ports,
chicken
waterways, all across
salad.
America. And we'll do it to withstand the devastating effects of climate change. And
devastating
infects?
We'll build a national
also a word, not the right word.
Infects is another fake word.
Effects is what he meant
getting
to say.
What he's saying?
Began to replace the poisonous lead pipes so every child, every American has clean water to drink at home and at school.
Platitudes, but I like the
we're going to provide.
It's actually kind of just makes me sad.
Provide affordable, high-speed internet for every American.
Nice.
Rural,
gamers, finally.
No longer oppressed.
You can be a slave in the metaverse with no latency.
He's talking about me here.
Yeah, no.
I am oppressed because I can't get good internet.
We're talking gamer reparations.
Tonight,
absolutely.
I'm announcing that this year, we will start fixing over 65,000 miles of highway and 1,500 bridges.
He forgot what he was
going to
say.
That was a Joe
Biden.
No,
he caught himself. You got to give him that. It was close.
Yeah. I really would have marked it off. Hold on. Oh, look, they're not clapping. Kavanaugh just sitting there.
When we use
taxpayers'
dollars to rebuild America, we're going to do it by buying America. Buy American products. Support American jobs.
Yeah, we want China
to
have something nice.
The federal government spends about $600 billion a year to keep this country safe and secure. There's been a law on the books for almost a century to make sure taxpayers' dollars support American jobs and businesses. Every administration, Democrat and Republican, says they'll do it. But we're actually doing it. We'll buy America to make sure everything from the deck of an aircraft carrier to the steel on highway guardrails is made in America from beginning to end. All of it. All of it.
I like it. I'll give him credit for that one, for sure.
If he does it,
right.
Yeah, it sounds near impossible.
But folks, to compete for the jobs of the future, we also need a loving playing field.
A loving
China
playing field, did he say?
And other competitors. That's why it's so important to pass the Bipartisan Innovation Act sitting in Congress that will make record investments in emerging technologies and American manufacturing.
Yeah. It's really bad.
It's
just normal to us.
2% of our GDP
that on our
in research and development.
Is this considered whispering?
Don't know.
Automatically
I think he whispered.
Oh, yeah.
China
checked,
is.
Whispering.
Yeah, he's whispering.
Let me give you one example. Yeah, hold on. Important to pass.
Did he?
Like earlier.
If you travel 20 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, okay.
He'd get real
you'll
quiet.
Find 1,000 empty
okay,
acres
I'll
of land.
That. So, yeah.
It won't look like much. But if you stop and look closely, you'll see a field of dreams.
I'm so embarrassed.
Around in which America's future will
what?
Be built.
Kevin Costner.
That's where Intel, the American company that helped build Silicon Valley, is going to build a $20 billion semiconductor megasite.
I hate it.
Up to 8 state-of-the-art factories
in one
place.
They're already prepared to lose Singapore.
You mean
10,000 new jobs. And in those factories, the average job about $135,000 a year. Some of the most sophisticated manufacturing in the world to make computer chips the size of a fingertip that power the world in everyday lives.
Wow.
From smartphones, technology, the internet, technology is yet to be invented.
Man-made horrors beyond
exactly.
our comprehension.
Yeah, right? We're getting there.
In the field of dreams.
Yeah.
Who's here
field
tonight? I don't nightmares. Know where Pat is.
Go
Pat,
the field there
you
of
go,
dreams,
Pat.
You have to be asleep to believe in it.
Yep.
Who's Pat?
Who is Pat?
Pat.
Pat who?
My buddy Pat. Come on, man.
Everybody's standing up. Who's Pat?
Man said man.
Pat came to see me, and he told me they're ready to increase their investment from
is.
$20 billion to $100 billion
Pat,
American
they,
oligarchs.
They,
that
Pat.
Was
Pat.
The biggest
yeah,
investment
Pat.
In manufacturing in American history.
Going to give us millions of dollars, Pat.
Do you know what companies
all
talking about?
All they're waiting for is for you to pass
Intel?
This bill.
Intel?
So let's not wait.
He was
longer.
On Intel.
Intel.
Send it to my
Taiwan,
desk. I'll
Singapore.
Sign it. And we'll really take off in a big way.
Dude, Pat's going to help us make $135 a day in the field of dreams.
who is this person that has who is this person that has purple
There's
hair?
Something happening in America.
In Congress?
Like, yeah.
Oh, I don't
just
know.
You'll see
interesting.
An story.
Where's Waldo with the purple hair?
Pride that comes from
someone chatted, look, Pat.
That's like
look, Pat.
It's, I'm pretty sure it's a
revitalization of American
someone,
manufacturing.
Yeah. Someone, even in Canada,
companies
someone with hair like that, I don't think would be able to get elected. That's shocking.
Just a few years ago, they would have gone overseas.
Even in Canada.
That's
what's happening. Ford is investing $11 billion in electric vehicles,
Florida or
creating 11,000 jobs
like
across the country.
Uh-huh.
Also,
GM is making the largest investment in history.
Gemma, our friend Gemma.
$7 billion to build electric vehicles, creating 4,000 jobs in Michigan. All told, 369,000 new manufacturing jobs were created in America last year alone.
Pat Gilsinger, CEO of Intel. That's
yeah.
who that
Intel,
was.
20% of Intel is owned by Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street.
Ah! Well, this is fun, live checking this.
21%.
Is this an advertisement for Intel, the state
powered
of the union?
By people I've met, like
powered by
Burgess.
Intel.
Right.
Generation Juju Steelworkers in Pittsburgh. Who's here tonight? Where are you, JoJo? There you go. Thanks, buddy.
JoJo?
JoJo. I bet he was
Did
cool.
Did JoJo give a few millions, too?
As Ohio
they
Senator Sherrod Brown
to run the
says,
deepfakes of all the people in the crowd.
Oh my gosh, that's going to happen.
The president should not sound this drunk when he's sober.
Who is JoJo?
I'm serious.
As Sherrod Brown right. says, it's time to bury the label Rust Belt. It's time
They're
to see
like,
the what?
Forgot what he's saying.
Yes!
What would you call it?
Oh my god!
He got quiet.
Oh my god!
I'm on all the bright
Lauren.
Spots.
All right, drink.
Wait, wait, wait.
Did he forget?
Yes.
What
that was 10 seconds. That was 10 seconds.
That was like
10 seconds.
10 seconds and yes. forgot.
Stop silence.
Shut up.
He's robbing them.
Did he finish his sentence?
Thought otherwise.
Yes.
They would be able to feel.
But he forgot what he was saying for several seconds.
He did.
That's why my top priority is getting prices under control.
Lauren actually fell off her chair.
Faster than almost anyone predicted. The pandemic meant that businesses had a hard time hiring enough people because of the pandemic to keep up production in their factories. So you didn't have people making those beams that went in the building because they were out. The factory
beams
was closed.
Beams?
The panic also disrupted the global
what
supply
What did he say
chain.
The Rust Belt needed to be called?
Factories
because whatever
closed.
He said is probably...
Well, he forgot
that
to.
Would
don't expect me to remember.
That'd be newspeak.
And get them to
that'd
the warehouses
Latinx.
And stores and the prices go up. Look at cars last year. One-third of all the inflation was because of automobile sales. There weren't enough semiconductors to make all the cars that people wanted to buy.
What?
And guess what?
That's correct.
Prices of automobiles went way up.
It wasn't because of that.
Especially though. Used vehicles as well. And so we have a choice. One way to fight inflation is to drive down wages and make Americans poorer. I think I have a better idea to fight inflation.
Oh, good.
He is a
lower
genius.
Your costs, not your wages.
What the hell will that do to taking money out of the money supply, Joe? Well,
we could lower inflation by lowering inflation. Thank you, Joe.
Lower the costs, man.
Spend less money. That was his goal.
Kyle Super Chat saying Biden just signaled they won't save Taiwan.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yep.
More infrastructure and innovation
in America.
They're building a semiconductor
More
factory.
Goods He's moving faster and cheaper
alluding
in America.
Alluding to the fact we're going to lose Taiwan.
More jobs. We can earn a good living in America. Instead of relying on foreign supply chains, let's make it in America.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very Trumpian.
We should have had stealing credit from Trump.
Yeah.
Economists.
Yeah. Plagiarism.
Yeah. Can we get plagiarism?
That's a little
No.
That's well, to be fair, what's written here is plagiarized, which could mean, which could actually mean what he's talking about.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I did not expect that.
USA. Hello, Democrat. What?
I didn't expect that,
capacity of our economy.
That's comedy.
I call it building a better America.
Better.
So this new Biden update
my
is interesting.
Yeah, it's like
inflation.
It sounded like you quacked.
Lower your cost and lower the deficit.
Building better
17
America.
17 Nobel laureates in economics said my plan will ease long-term inflationary pressures.
Economists always wrong.
Top business leader,
right? They also told us to print trillions.
Most Americans support the plan.
Exactly.
And here's the plan. First, cut the cost of prescription drugs.
That is a platitude.
Like, were these the same economists who
we pay
aren't
more?
Sure where this inflation is coming from? I didn't predict it.
Are you talking about economists? Because I don't know.
Oh, it's not economists, it's economists.
In America and any other country in the world.
That explains it.
Just look at insulin. 1 in 10
There was an insurrection.
Vosh Super Chats, this is literally MAGA. And he's right. Insulin, talking about that stuff.
It was lower than Trump.
America.
Make better America or something. He just did a thing.
He's building back better. You know?
He and his dad both have type 1 diabetes, which means they need insulin every single day.
That's correct.
It's an interesting switcheroo.
$10
a bunch of right-wingers like, screw all this. I hate this country now. And now they're like, USA, because they've got their woke republic.
Charge families like Joshua and his dad up to 30 times that amount. I spoke with Joshua's mom. Imagine what it's like to look at your child who needs insulin to stay healthy and have no idea how in God's name you're going to be able to pay for it.
Is that a fake story?
I don't know.
Joshua, insulin does cost like a ridiculous amount. Like,
you're
I wouldn't
look your child in the eye.
We'll give him benefit of the doubt here.
To be the parent. You
makes
expect
sense
yourself
to bring a kid
to be.
Is he whispering?
I really mean to think about it.
I don't know, man. This is whispering.
That's
to
what
me.
I think about.
That was a whisper.
Everybody drink.
Oh, boy.
It was his birthday. Happy birthday, buddy, by the way.
Obama did that a lot. Biden's ripping him off. That whispering.
So Joshua. Plagiarizing.
Make things better.
200,000
Dude, Obama talked like the
Arthur theme
song.
We've got to work together to make things better.
This
simple message comes from the heart.
So everyone can afford it. And drug companies will do very, very well. Their profit margin.
That's what I'm
worried
about.
How are we going to lower the drug prices and the drug companies are going to do very well?
Let's let Medicare negotiate the price of prescription drugs.
Isn't this what Trump was saying?
Prescription jugs? No. Well, they're going to negotiate the price of prescription jugs.
They prescribe those.
Set the price for VA drugs. Look, the American Rescue Plan is helping millions of families with Affordable Care Act to save them $2,400 a year on their health premiums.
Health premiums. That's fish in a barrel, though.
I'm writing them all down anyway, dude.
What did you call it before? Ugramia or something?
Let's cut energy.
Uranium.
No. Before the show.
$500 a year by combating the
Ukrangus, man.
Ukrangus.
You almost got that.
You should have just put it on there.
He's like, to be energy efficient and get a tax credit for it. Double America's clean energy production in solar, wind, and so much more. Lower the price of electric vehicles, saving another $80
a month is he
that
living
you're not going
to
have to pay at the pump.
Like, we're all going to make money and stop production of, like, fossil fuels.
Lauren, you don't understand. He's going to stop inflation by lowering prices.
The first thing we can do to change the standard of living for hardworking folks. Just cut the cost of childcare.
We're going to do all
just
of it.
Just do it. I know.
We're going to do all of it. No more childcare. No more cost of insulin. No more inflation.
What we're going to do. That's a good plan.
Vote for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave Iran alone.
I've had a little while to do it, but I'm busy.
I'm going
to
write you a check for $100 and I'm going to come to your house and bake you a cake for your grandma.
I was a single dad for 5 years.
Every good thing you've ever
wanted. Two kids had a lot of help, though. I had a mom, a dad, a brother and a sister that really helped. But middle class
Wait,
working
was he a
folks
for
shouldn't
yeah.
have to pay yeah. more
his
than 7%
of their income
to care for the young children.
With his son. It was pretty
That's
hard.
My plan.
That's really horrible. That's really horrible.
My plan would cut the cost of child care in half for most families.
But pay those workers more somehow. Mm-hmm.
Pay help more parents, more including persons. Millions of women who left the workforce during the pandemic because they couldn't afford child care to be able to get back to work. Generating economic growth.
Husbands?
Yeah.
But my plan doesn't stop there. It also promotes home and long-term care.
I think you're right.
More affordable housing.
I have no idea.
Pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds. All these will lower costs to families.
Oh, more affordable housing.
Under my plan, nobody.
What about child support?
Let me say this again. Yeah. Nobody earning less than $400,000
I love how the plan isn't to figure out a single family wage. It's how to make it easier for strangers.
Out and out. Out and out. Lie. Out and out. Lie.
What do you say, Tim?
My gosh.
No one making less than $400K will see their taxes go up.
Where is the out and out lie box?
Well, next year, $400K is going to get you about, what, $50K a year?
He's counting
on inflation. That we'd all agree that the present tax system ain't fair.
Ain't.
No, we don't agree with that.
We have to fix it. I'm not looking to punish anybody.
Oh, yeah?
Well, let's make corporations and wealthy Americans start paying their fair share.
Define fair
share. I'm not looking to punish anyone, but let's make corporate America and rich Americans pay more.
That's right. No punishments. Fair share.
Like Chris Coons and Tom Carper and my distinguished congresswoman, we come from the land of corporate America. There are more corporations incorporated in America than every other state in America combined.
What? Did he just say there are more corporations incorporated in America than every other state combined?
I think he's talking about
the point is.
He's
fumbled again.
It's so quick
just
to
a fair share.
Business.
Last year, 55 of the Fortune 500 companies earned $40 billion in profit and paid zero in federal taxes.
That I don't believe.
It's like an elegant way to say 40 for somebody.
It's not fair.
40.
That's why I proposed a 15% minimum tax rate for corporations.
Ooh, tax the rich. We socialists, 50, let me look up 15. How much they pay right now. 15.
And that's why
That's still
in the G7 and other meetings overseas we were able to put together, I was able to be somewhat helpful, 130 countries agree on a global minimum tax rate. So companies can't get out of paying their taxes at home by shipping jobs and factories overseas. It'll raise billions of dollars. That's why I propose closing loopholes for the very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter. So that's my plan, but we have to go in more detail later. I'm going to grow.
That's what concerns me.
Economy.
Like, I'm like, I don't hate this proposal, but we're going to go into detail later.
So
we'll figure it out later.
So 15% taxes for corporations? Right now they pay 21%.
What?
He's saying minimum.
So they already pay 21%.
Well, is he suggesting like they're escaping that though by finding loopholes and he wants to ensure that they pay actually the 15%?
And while you're at it, confirm my nominees for the Federal Reserve.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Buzz off, dude. This is about the U.S.
Jeffrey Mack Super Chat says, has Hunter paid his fair share?
Oh,
and conversely, has Joe Biden paid his fair share on 10% for the big guy?
That's true. Good point.
The previous
Come on, man, that's a conspiracy thingy.
It undermined the watchdogs, the job of those to keep pandemic relief funds being wasted. Remember we had those debates about whether or not those watchdogs should be able to see every day how much money was being spent, where was it going to the right place? But in my administration, the watchdogs are back.
We're spying on you again, everyone.
And we're going to go after the criminals who stole billions of relief money meant for small business and millions of Americans. Tonight, I'm announcing that the Justice Department will soon name a chief prosecutor for pandemic fraud.
Ooh.
You going to get this one fired, too?
Yeah, right?
I thought he just got rid of prosecutors.
Yeah, I thought he got rid of people investigating
fraud. We need
an
independent coalition to investigate that.
Yeah. I think we all agree. Thank you. By the end of this year, the deficit will be down to less than half of what it was before.
They have to be expressive. That's part of it.
The only president ever to cut the deficit by more than $1 trillion in a single year. Lowering your cost also meant demanding more competition. I'm a capitalist, but capitalism without competition is not capitalism.
What?
Capitalism without competition is exploitation. It drives up profits.
He's talking about monopolies, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he also talked about
corporations have to compete. Their profits go up and your prices go up when they don't have to compete.
Wait, what?
Small businesses and family farmers and ranchers, I need not tell some of my Republican friends from those states. Guess what? You got four basic meatpacking facilities. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You play with them, you don't get to play at all.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you pay
this
a hell of
based.
A lot more. A hell of a lot more.
WTF, I love Joe Biden now.
He's moving goods in and out of
the Look at Mitch McConnell's face.
He's got to do more
pandemic, about half a dozen or less foreign-owned companies raised
yes.
prices.
What did he say?
She said
he said
1,000%.
Did he say hell?
Yeah, he did.
YouTube censored it. The closed caption censored the word.
That was orange.
I think that might be a profanity rather than a curse.
What do you mean by curse, then?
Like, ask a question.
I mean, colloquially, curse usually just means something you would consider a swear word, so I guess it would count for most people.
And as Wall Street firms take over more nursing homes, quality in those homes has gone down, and costs have gone up. That ends on my watch. Medicare is going to set higher standards for nursing homes and make sure your loved ones get the care they deserve and that they inspect and they will look at closely. We're also going to cut costs to keep the economy going strong and giving workers a fair shot, provide more training and apprenticeships, hire them based on skills, not just their degrees.
Porkin Super Chat says a lot of promises, no accomplishments.
Yep.
This isn't a State
Raise
of the Union, it's a campaign
wage to
$15 speech.
An hour.
Because he's
like
not
that.
Talking
that's
about so anything that's actually
and
been
extend
done.
Extend the child tax credit so no one has to raise a family in poverty.
Surprise,
let's increase Pell grants,
COVID
increase
yet.
Our historic support for HBCUs.
I wonder if it's
going to
work as well as his other programs.
I think it's really cool that Biden solved every problem in America
Jill,
tonight. I think it's really cool.
Who teaches full-time calls America's best-kept secret, community colleges.
I'm going to fix it. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah. We're going to get there. It's like that guy that always tells you about that business he's about to start, and he always has like a new one. I'm starting this rap album. It's going to be huge. Do you want to invest in it?
Yeah, you just need $100.
Yeah, exactly.
From the bottom up and the middle out together, we can do something we haven't done in a long time. Build a better America. For more than 2 years, COVID has impacted every decision in our lives.
What's the difference between build a better America? I guess make America great again.
That's like the new world order.
I know.
Build a better America.
Build back better, though, is pretty much the same as make America great again.
That doesn't even count. Close to 1 million people who sit at a dining room table or a kitchen table and look at an empty chair because they lost somebody. But I also know this. Because of the progress we've made, because of your resilience, and the tools that we have been provided by this Congress, tonight I can say we're moving forward safely back to a more normal routines.
Normal.
We've reached a new moment in the fight against COVID-19.
Fight?
Where severe cases are down to a level not seen since July of last year.
Oh, so
just a few days ago, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new mask guidelines. Under the new guidelines, most Americans and most of the country can now go mask-free. And based on projections...
Ending COVID?
Convenient.
And based on projections, more of the country will reach a point across that point across the next couple of weeks. And thanks to the progress we've made in the past year, COVID-19 no longer need control our lives.
Ooh, takes credit for ending COVID, man.
I know some are talking about living...
You have that one?
Yeah, I have that.
Thank you very much.
Takes credit for ending COVID. I'm so
we
close.
We never will just accept living with COVID.
I just need January 6th.
If he says Trump, I win.
January 6th,
Trump, I win.
If he says,
because this virus mutates and spreads.
He's going
to
say
both.
Who did he mention first?
And here are four common sense steps as we move forward safely, in my view.
It's all stuff he wants to do. None of it is stuff he's done.
Stay protected with vaccines.
What kind of progress report is that?
We know
I will do my homework.
Effective vaccines are. If you're vaccinated and boosted, you have the highest degree of protection. We'll never give up on vaccinating more Americans. Now, I know parents with kids under 5 are eager to see their vaccines authorized for their children. Scientists are working hard to get that done. We'll be ready with plenty of vaccines if and when they do.
I'm going to throw it.
We're all ready. We are also ready with antiviral treatments. If you get COVID-19, the Pfizer pill reduces your chances of ending up in the hospital.
Are you allowed to talk about ivermectin in the States?
Yeah,
not on YouTube.
We're
allowed.
Kind of
pills
than
like that one thing. Yeah, so never forget I said anything.
Pfizer's working overtime to get us a million pills this month and more than double that next month. And now we're launching the Test to Treat initiative. So people can get tested at a pharmacy, and if they prove positive, receive the antiviral pills on the spot at no cost. Folks...
Saying these things.
If you're
gives you the best protection, but from what variant? What's he talking about?
If you're immunocompromised or have some other vulnerability, we have treatments and free high-quality masks. We're leaving no one behind or ignoring anyone's needs as we move forward. On testing, we've made hundreds of millions of tests available, and you can order them for free to your doorstep. And we've already ordered free tests. If you already ordered free tests tonight, I'm announcing you can order another group of tests, go to covidtest.gov starting next week. We must prepare for new variants.
What happened with the last mail-in
over
test?
Over the past, we've gotten much better at detecting new variants.
I don't know.
If necessary, we'll be able to develop new vaccines within 100 days instead of maybe months or years. And if Congress presides the funds we need, we'll have new stockpiles of tests,
100
masks,
days
pills,
is months,
ready
by the way.
If needed. I can't promise a new variant won't come, but I can promise you we'll do everything within our power to be ready if it does. Third.
This guy's really stupid.
Dude, my Twitter feed is killing me.
His intelligence is not that
just
high.
Just lower your costs is the new just stop being poor.
We have the tools we need. It's time for America to get back to work and fill our great downtowns again with people. People working from home can feel safe and begin to return to their offices.
Josh Super
We're just in time for midterms.
Josh Super Chat saying the State of the Union brought to you by Big Pharma.
Yep. Pfizer,
Intel, and Big Pharma.
And Intel.
Yeah,
brought to you by Pfizer, powered by Intel.
Brought to you by Pat in the Field of Dreams.
The Field of Dreams.
They're paying $50, man.
These patriotic colors. Oh, they're not American.
They're wearing West Virginia's colors.
I like that.
The 75% of adult 75% of adult Americans fully vaccinated.
That's it.
It's interesting that on the White House,
this is so bad.
On the White House live stream, and it's not like this on all of them. Like Fox News has an image of Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris.
We achieved this because we provided free vaccines.
The White House has cut off the head of the vice president.
Of course,
they could have just panned out a little bit.
Sexism.
Will not surprise you.
Probably
to see
just
you.
Sexism.
Absolutely. How does he have 290,000 views? This is the worst streamer I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but look how many likes he's got.
How many super chats has he got?
Oh,
that ratio.
Hold on, check it out. They've got 290,000 live viewers and 13,000 likes. We have 64,000 viewers and 19,000 likes.
Look at that ratio.
Their dislike ratio is probably massive.
What he should do is be like, smash that like button.
That's incredible.
A savvy president would tell them to smash the like button.
Absolutely. He's not in control of his own power.
That'd be
he's
awesome
not even
that.
Reading out super chats. How can you call this man a leader?
They're watching Timcast IRL because they just panned out and showed Kamala Harris'
totally
face for the first time.
Yeah, look at that. Cool. Now they're zooming in again.
No way.
Thanks, guys.
You know, we've lost so much in COVID-19.
Guys, can you get him to say words right?
Time with one. Next. The worst of all.
How
did he
say man?
See, I
need to win bingo.
I was surprised he forgot what he was saying because he's got prompters.
Okay, so they're focusing on Joe's face. I see what you guys are doing. They panned out so you know the context.
For what it is.
I need you guys to get him to touch someone so I can win this
game. Yeah.
Listen. You said touch someone?
Yeah, I've got inappropriate contact.
Who would he touch?
I just need Trump. I just need Trump and I win.
Oh, I just need man and I win.
Come on, man. I don't think he'll say Trump.
I don't think he'll say man either.
Yeah, I think he might say
Trump. It's like he who must not be named.
He's not going to say Voldemort, man.
Yeah, exactly.
He who can't be named.
I need January 6th, though.
We can't change how divided we've been. It was a long time in coming.
Who's responsible?
But we can change how to move forward on COVID-19 and other issues that we must face together. I recently visited New York City Police Department days after the funerals of Officer Wilmer Mora and his partner, Officer Jason Rivera.
Let me see if that's
They're responding to a 9/11 call when a man shot and killed them with a stolen gun. Officer Mora was 27 years old. Officer Rivera was 22 years old. Both Dominican Americans who grew up in the same streets that they later chose to patrol as police officers.
That was true.
I spoke with their families, and I told them they were forever in debt for their sacrifices, and will carry on their mission to restore the trust and safety of every community deserves. Like some of you that have been around for a while, I've worked with you on these issues for a long time.
He's slurring more.
I know what works. Investigating crime prevention and community policing, cops who walk the beat, who know the neighborhood, and who can restore trust and safety. Let's not abandon our streets or choose between safety and equal justice.
Let's come together and protect our communities, restore trust, and hold law enforcement accountable. That's why the Justice Department has required body cameras, banned chokeholds, and restricted no-knock warrants for its officers. That's why the American Rescue Plan that you all provided $350 billion that cities, states, and counties can use to hire more police, invest in more proven strategies.
Interesting. They're breaking with the far left.
I don't like federalization of police. Like,
it's already happening.
Iggy says, I have an app allowing me to see dislikes. Like 3,900 so far.
Messengers breaking the cycle of violence.
It could be embedded live viewers, like it's being played on other websites.
We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police.
That's right.
What? Wow. Refund
the police. They are breaking with the far left.
Pay the people that you screwed back.
He's playing Trump's lines. Yeah. He's saying, build America back and buy American and fund the police.
But this pandemic's
this
crazy, man.
The whole thing is plagiarism. Come on. Yeah,
Is that fair? Can we call that plagiarizing?
No, because you didn't quote the exact words.
True. But plagiarism doesn't have to be an exact quote.
Let's
often it isn't.
Yeah, we meant like stealing other people's work.
I think he has, at this point, plagiarized.
Ghost gun.
I agree.
I mean, they were good ideas, so you could say Trump plagiarized.
We've got tons of super chats saying he's stealing Trump's lines.
Yeah, it's taking work from ideas. Okay, you can
work on my homework. It's interesting because I always wanted to know what a Trump speech would sound like if he was drunk. And I'm getting an opportunity to hear that tonight.
Look at this way he wants to ban guns.
Purchase a weapon. Why?
It was a stolen gun.
Why?
I was going to put gun control on here, but I thought no one cared about that issue right now.
Is he going to bring up immigration? I said plagiarize. No one cares anymore.
Yeah, plagiarize. I think plagiarize. He is totally taking Trump's time.
There you go. I'm drinking.
Yeah. Plagiarize is a legal thing, though. So.
No, it's like an educational thing.
Allegedly.
Look, we spelled plagiarize wrong, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Makes gun manufacturers the only industry in America that can't be sued.
No, pharmaceutical companies, bro.
Here's one for the audience. Imagine every time you're annoyed by Biden, smash the like button.
Yeah, yes.
These laws don't infringe on the Second Amendment.
Oh, they that's a lie. Gaslighting.
The most fundamental right in America is the right to vote and have it counted. And look, it's under assault. In state after state, new laws have been passed. Not only suppress the vote, we've been there before, but to subvert the entire election.
Lie.
Wait, you can't let this happen. Tonight I call
appeal
on the
to African Americans
to pass the Freedom to Vote Act. Pass that the is John pander. Lewis that Act, is, Voting Rights
well,
Act.
Well, he's got
it's not. Yeah, it needs to be.
And while
overt.
You're at it, pass the Disclose Act so Americans know who's funding our election. Look,
and who's funding our president
tonight? I'd like to honor someone who dedicated his life to serve this country. Justice Breyer, an Army veteran, constitutional scholar, retiring Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Justice Breyer, thank you for your service.
So I can fill your place with an African-American lady.
Get up. Can't let him see you. Thank you.
I think that counts.
I have mad respect for people that step down from power willingly.
And we all know, no matter what your ideology, we all know one of the most serious constitutional responsibility a president has is nominating someone to serve on the United States Supreme Court.
Here comes.
As I did 4 days ago, I've nominated the Circuit Court of Appeals, Ketanji Brown Jackson, one of our nation's top legal minds, who continue in Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence. A former top litigator in private practice, a former federal public defender, from a family of public school educators and police officers. She's a consensus builder. Since she's been nominated, she's received a broad range of support, including the Fraternal Order of Police and former judges supported by Democrats and Republicans. Folks, if we're to advance liberty and justice, we need to secure our border and fix the immigration system.
What is going on?
Base!
You got it!
Biden is so base!
Oh my goodness!
Come on, man, I've been saying this.
Lauren's been the most excited for Biden of all of us.
This is legitimate.
I'm way drunker than all of this. So I'm like buying into everything he's saying.
Lauren, you had way too much.
I can't believe
at our border, We've installed new
that
technology.
That was a non sequitur. Like he was like, we're going to appoint a Supreme Court.
Got to build a wall, man.
Our borders.
Got to build that wall, man.
We're putting in place dedicated immigration judges.
Does this count as him being racist? Number. So
yes.
That's what they want to retcon this guy and cancel him.
I always said build a wall.
I love Pink Floyd. We're securing commitments and supporting partners in South and Central America to host more refugees and secure their own borders.
Yeah.
We can do all this while keeping lit the torch of liberty that has led the generation of immigrants to this land. My forebears and many of yours.
It's almost like he's polling
poorly.
Provide
a pathway to citizens for dreamers.
You could be on
those with temporary status, farm workers, essential workers. Revise our laws so businesses have workers they need and families don't wait decades to reunite. It's not only the right thing to do, it's economically smart thing to do. That's why the immigration reform is supported by everyone from labor unions to religious leaders to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Let's get it done once and for all.
Get what done? This is vague.
Biden's going to put, like, the last Lego piece of Trump's wall in and be like, I did it.
Build the wall,
I made the vaccines and I built the wall.
Advancing liberty and justice also requires protecting the rights of women. The constitutional right affirmed by Roe v. Wade, standing precedent for half a century.
Oh, we didn't have that one, did we?
We didn't put women in the bingo sheet because Lauren said no one cares about women.
That's actually true. She literally said that.
I didn't think they did.
No, continue to advance maternal health care for all Americans.
Is he going
to
talk about...
And folks, for our LGBTQ plus Americans, let's finally get the Bipartisan Equality Act to my desk.
Yep.
The onslaught of state laws targeting transgender Americans and their families.
Transgender.
It's simply wrong. I said last year, especially to our younger transgender Americans, I'll always have your back as your president so you can be yourself and reach your God-given potential.
You use the word
folks,
God? Interesting twist.
Yeah.
He's not.
Well, this is a Christian nation, man.
That's right.
Just demonstrated. While it often appears we do not agree.
Did we have a blasphemy card?
We do agree on a lot more things than we acknowledge. I signed 80 bipartisan bills into law last year. From preventing government shutdowns, to protecting aging Americans from still too common hate crimes, to reforming military justice, and will soon be strengthening the Violence Against Women Act that I first wrote 3 decades ago.
Twisted Logic says, did they turn CERN on again?
Yeah, right?
It's important for us to show.
Thrown back.
To show the nation. We can come together and do big things.
Nathan says they know the red wave is coming. They're trying to gain some ground.
That's
the war machine.
But they can only get me when I'm 30 years in.
Does he think anyone who supports those policies is going to watch this and be like, oh, well, Biden's going to secure the border?
The problem is...
Definitely, why vote for Republicans? We basically have one in office.
Republicans.
There's going to be no action after this speech.
No, you're right, Tim. Biden did become a Republican. He stated Republican talking points without doing any of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop doctors prescribing.
But lefties will be malding, which will be nice.
They're going to lose their minds. I love
stop
it.
Stop the flow of illicit drugs by working with state and local law enforcement
to
go after the trafficker.
She's not going to gain any
of her suffering from addiction.
Yeah. Biden is not going to gain any Republican followers from this, but he's going to lose lefty followers.
I believe in recovery, and I celebrate the 23 million.
I love it.
23 million.
I think he's going to convert a bunch of people.
He's trying to appease the crowd.
Let's take on mental health, especially among our children whose lives and education have been turned upside down.
Yeah, what happened, Joe?
Remember when I joked that they were going to pretend that they had nothing to do with COVID?
Yeah.
To make sure your school
it's
does
the teachers,
just that.
So
I said that weeks ago.
Money. We can all play
Who
hard.
Else didn't see it coming, though? You know what I mean?
Sign up to be a
Should
tutor
I click
or a
the dislike button?
Yeah.
Only if you don't like it.
I don't like this at all.
Come on, man.
Trauma. And the harm.
Don't hit that dislike button,
speak for millions.
As Francis... Haugen,
if you want me to click the dislike button, put 20 in chat.
Let's go,
Let's see it. It's going to light up, isn't it?
We must hold social media platforms accountable for the national experiment they're conducting on our children.
If we get to 28,000, how about we bargain with them?
No, don't click based on what the people want. Only do it if you truly believe it.
He just talked about a social experiment they're conducting on our kids.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
Thank you.
Like mask wearing?
Thank you for the courage you showed.
I dislike what he's saying. He's stealing from Trump.
It's time
he's
to strengthen Obama.
Protection.
Everybody agrees.
Ban
they say,
targeted
click it. Here we go. We're going
to children.
Bam.
Come on.
Tech, you like it? Stop
I don't like it.
Feedback shared with the creator.
We got a lot of 20s here.
Let's get all of Americans the mental health services they need. More people can turn for help.
This guy's going to fix the economy, give everyone the mental health services they need. Every kid is going to get free.
We should elect
him. Dude, imagine making these promises when the country looks like this.
Yeah. We're giving you some time, man.
This is like the abusive husband.
The third piece of that agenda.
I'm going to be the best husband ever. You know, just take me back. I'll be amazing. I'll support all your hopes and dreams.
We've been abused by him for over a year. And now he's doing a great speech being like, remember all the good times?
He's love bombing us.
He's this far away from pulling flowers out from behind his back. Oh, baby. And playing our song.
He's definitely going to hug his wife after this and on camera.
No, he's going to play Tiny Dancer because that was Trump's song during his campaigns.
Yeah.
Or what's the other one? Proud to be an American.
Get VA care,
he's like, I'm
get
just
free.
Like your ex-boyfriend,
our troops in
Trump.
Iraq.
Trump.
don't go back to your ex, America. I want to secure the border, too.
I love police.
Many of you have been there.
I love the confused clapping.
I've been in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan over 40 times. These burn pits.
Did you leave civilians there every time?
Waste of
just the one time.
Medical and hazards material, jet fuel, and so much more. And they come home, many of the world's fittest and best-trained warriors in the world. Never the same. Headaches, numbness, dizziness. A cancer that would put them in a flag-draped coffin. Mm. I know.
What did she just say?
She said 13 of them. She's talking about Afghanistan.
My son, Major Bo Biden. I don't know for sure if the burn pit that he lived near, that his hooch was near.
Dark stuff, man.
In Iraq and earlier than that in Kosovo is the cause of his brain cancer, the disease of so many other troops. But I am committed to find out everything we can, committed to military families like Danielle Robinson from Ohio, the widow of Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson. He was born a soldier. Army National Guard, combat medic in Kosovo and Iraq, stationed near Baghdad, just yards from burn pits the size of football fields. Danielle is here with us tonight.
Sam says, I love how everyone is playing the game and Lauren is just drinking beer.
She's drinking straight.
It's weird that he uses his son's death. Like, it's very sad, actually, that he uses it in a way that it's like he attributes it to his military service. That's weird, right? Not just
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's probably right about that. Those burn pits could have caused the cancer.
From prolonged exposure to burn pits.
Yeah, big time.
Ravaged Heath's lungs and body. Danielle says Heath was a fighter to the very end. He didn't know how to stop fighting. And neither did she. Through her pain, she found purpose to demand that we do better. Tonight, Danielle, we are going
running
to do
out of beer.
The VA.
What is this?
The
13?
VA is pioneering new ways of linking toxic exposure to disease.
I can't allow alcohol on my streams anymore.
Veterans get benefits. And tonight, I'm announcing we're expanding eligibility to veterans suffering from nine respiratory cancers.
You don't even live here, Lauren.
I'm also calling on Congress to pass a law to make
she
sure veterans devastated by toxic exposure
I'm
in
like
Iraq and Afghanistan
one.
Finally get the benefits and the comprehensive health care they deserve.
That doesn't, the benefits
he's
don't save their lives.
It. Well, this is also, like, he's just saying he's going to do these things. He's not reporting on anything that's gone well that's a result of his policies because he can't. All he can do is write more blank checks. All he can do is pull more blank checks out and write them even though they're going
to
bounce.
I'm glad he brought attention to the burn pits.
Let's end
do we need
cancer
more beer,
as we know it.
Yeah.
He's going to end cancer. The man is going to end cancer. Inflation is worse than it has been in 50 years,
longer.
40 years.
Longer.
But he's going to come in here and end cancer.
I'm writing that down.
Great. Are we going to have world peace too, Joe? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm feeling peaceful.
If you had as much beer as I had,
this
you'd understand what Biden was talking
about. That's true. Right. You need the right amount. Need Nancy
so
levels of alcohol.
Lauren's at the point of drinking where everything he says sounds good. And she's like,
I'm going to vote for him. He's so awesome.
No, Lauren.
Lauren's like, you're great. I just think I like him.
Last month,
more beer is on the way.
I announced the plan to supercharge the cancer moonshot that President Obama asked me to lead 6 years ago.
What?
Our goal is
to cut
cancer death
rates
by at least 50% over the next 25 years. I think we can do better than that. Turn cancers from death sentences into treatable diseases.
Can you make food affordable again before we talk about curing cancer? You know, food used to be affordable before people like you decided to print trillions of dollars, the largest redistribution of wealth that has occurred in all of human history, flooding our economy with money so average people have a more difficult time affording food, but you're going to cure cancer. Before that problem's even been solved, before you've even remedied the problem that has made it more difficult for Americans to survive, you're going to stop cancer.
Forces more safer.
I think inflation also
makes our fortunes more safer, my dudes.
Kaya says that's BS, Tim. Over the past year, VA benefits are being delayed and reduced.
Alzheimer's and diabetes.
Yeah, if you destroy the
a unity agenda for the nation, we can do these things. It's within our power. And I don't see a partisan edge to any one of those four things.
Yeah. Say, if there's somebody out there, they might
my fellow Americans.
Americans.
Tonight.
He's always going to do this in America. Okay, well, America. I understand. It's not here.
Better than Iran.
In the field of
Jake says, drunk Lauren is my spirit animal.
In this capital.
She's pretty wise.
Dylan says, Tim drinks like a wuss. Americans that is correct. I don't drink.
He is a lightweight.
Lauren took all of the beer.
She asked for more as well. No, there's one left.
I'm envious of the amount of stutters this man can get away with. Can you imagine if Trump did half of the amount?
Oh, I know.
The strongest.
Remember when he walked slowly down a ramp?
But the captions are translating his errors into English.
Into English, yes, exactly.
When he said Iranians, they corrected it.
I know.
They did. Interesting.
It looks like his audio volume will go down and then they won't have annotations.
Our character, this
Patrick says, I can't wait for the Freedom Tunes episode on this.
That's going to be beautiful.
He's so good.
Can you do a cartoon of forward. Us making fun of him?
Come on, man.
Well, I know this.
Gonna end cancer, man. It's all done.
We'll meet the test.
What a jerk. Why didn't he do it earlier?
Right.
Remember when Obama was in office?
Exactly.
Remember when Obama was in office?
He wasn't the president.
Things weren't great, but they weren't nearly this bad?
Running for office, and he's like, I have the cure for cancer, and if you want it, you better vote for me. It's right here.
What an absolute animal. He spent 8 years in the White House.
I know.
Before we were struggling through a pandemic, and he didn't end cancer, despite the fact that he clearly has the power to.
We're the only nation on earth that has always turned every crisis we faced into an opportunity.
An opportunity to cure
cancer. The only nation that can be defined by a single word, possibilities. So on this night, on our 245th year as a nation.
Any nation can be defined by the word possibilities.
Listen, no other nation on earth has possibilities.
The State of the Union. Yeah,
right.
And my report is this.
Not even Ukraine.
I would agree with that. America's number one.
Because you, the American people, are strong.
Yes, the American people, King.
Yes, we are great. We will.
You guys are stronger
today. With America for future generations, we will be great for all time.
That's right.
Yes.
And we'll welcome to America. This is your president.
Oh, don't you have to yell.
And we won't have cancer anymore.
This is our moment.
You're on a mic, dude. You don't have to yell.
To meet and overcome the challenges of our time. And we will.
He looks curious.
Your mic's peaking.
He's getting mad at me because I was mad at him.
States of America.
Fake tough guy act against
him. God bless you all.
He said God twice.
Is that it?
No.
Thank you.
Nobody won.
No.
Oh!
Son of a gun. I'm so close.
Did he end it early?
No.
He's going to end cancer early too, Lauren. So
wait, hold on. He's busy. He's shaking Pelosi's hand. That's inappropriate. She's awful. That counts.
Yeah, sure. That does count.
If they were awkward.
Hold on. Kiss somebody. Kiss somebody.
Oh, this is the awkwardness. Yeah, let's see.
Fall off the stage.
Do a little sniffy sniff.
Come on,
we're gonna cure baldness.
Oh, wait! We got beer.
Can I do that?
What's he doing?
No, he's just hugging them.
He's hugging people aren't his wife.
Highly inappropriate.
What if you just like bite someone's nose?
It's only inappropriate if you're not the president.
Just tickle their ear, man. Come on, I just want you to like
give someone a wet willy, Joe.
I think saying hell was cursing, and I think shaking Pelosi's hand was inappropriate.
I do too. Yeah.
Did you guys hear it?
No, that was
he him say he's going to turn crisis into opportunity. We're like
whoever's just trying to get to Biden there behind the cameras is just desperate for attention.
That got blonde hair.
I think that's Maxine Waters or something.
Oh yeah, probably.
Pay attention to me, Joe,
because everyone's about to click off.
That's a very long handshake. I'm really
little inappropriately long.
Mm-hmm. What if he just like, as he's on camera, just did a firm open palm smack on like some woman's bottom?
Dude, well, there's a woman.
Because he's from the '50s, isn't he?
He was accused. Yeah. One woman. There's no footage of this, but he was accused by a woman of like grabbing her face and then rubbing his nose up against her nose, which is like the weirdest thing.
So
yeah,
weird.
It's called an Eskimo bizarre. Kiss. Like just, Seamus.
I know, but
oh, as soon as they cut it off.
No!
Oh, okay. Was that an early
on,
end?
Man. All right.
How long was he supposed to go for?
Did anyone have four lined up?
I did. Yeah.
Yes. I have a couple.
If cursing was one of them, did we confirm? What did he say?
They censored the word hell.
They censored the word hell.
So if you had curses, would you win?
No. If I had January 6th, I would
have. Yeah. Trump, I would have won.
I was like done when he didn't mention January 6th.
If I had,
but you need curses, Ian?
I half. I didn't know if it was effective if we agreed
no,
that
I mean,
curses
like,
were
is
said.
Is that the only one you needed?
No, I needed to get mad at a fake Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. He did.
I also needed trips, and I didn't see him fall.
Yeah, he didn't trip. Yeah.
Someone claimed he tripped at the beginning.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, he didn't really.
Honestly, that was the most more like Trump than I expected.
I guess the issue is how do we know what early was supposed to be? I thought it was going to be longer than an hour, to be honest.
Yeah. Well,
it was right at an hour.
He didn't say
he
man.
Made it. Yeah, he didn't say man. That's if he had, wild. I would have gotten a bingo.
For being Joe Biden, he actually killed well. It. He did pretty great, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as for Joe Biden Joe goes, Biden. Yeah, no. Yeah.
But for plagiarizing the entirety of Donald Trump's platform.
Uh-huh. With a few exceptions.
It worked.
Yeah,
well, what's the definition of plagiarize? Let's find out.
I looked it up. So it's taking credit for someone else's ideas or using their work.
Who chatted in their theory about the red wave? That's brilliant. That's it. That's it. That's what he's doing.
I don't want to pretend like he's plagiarizing Trump because it's important to use other people's ideas. That's kind of what humans do collaboratively. So you kind of want to encourage it.
You sound like you're talking to your teacher after they caught you copying and pasting Wikipedia.
I don't want in the future someone to be like, hey, plagiarist, because I was like using a great idea from the past.
Yeah, but this is a little bit different.
Yeah,
this is a Make America Great Again idea that he stole from the former president of the United States, who he called a Nazi.
And yes. I think the new thing is Build a Better America. That's what
immigrants.
The name calling towards Republicans who had the same ideas is what's upset. So they're going to literally do the same thing. They're going to be like, we need to protect our border because it's important for X, Y, Z. Except for some reason when they do it, it won't be racist. But when we do it, it'll be super racist. X, Y, Z. Because of X, Y, Z, Lydia, all right?
What is Zed?
Is that Zed? That's Canadians say that. Say Z, Z instead of Z. It's weird. It's one of the other weird things they do.
We have the superior English language.
I would. I mean, it was the original English language. There we go. So
Canadian,
yeah, you know they say that.
You guys that bastardized.
Oh yeah, they spoke it like this. When English first came around, they spoke it like this. Is this the original English?
The original, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I remember reading Shakespeare. It's written just like this. Eh? The original English, of course.
What about that?
Romeo, what are you doing up here, Romeo?
They actually say that.
If you don't mind,
I'm hungry down here. Let me in, sir.
What would
that wasn't the right accent?
If you called a rose anything else, would it smell much different there, eh? I don't think so.
We got Kim Reynolds, who's going to be giving the Republican response, but I don't know what the official link is just yet.
We're looking for that.
So there's like a CNN one, but I don't want to use CNN.
Ben Shapiro's
CNN's going to be like, Joe Biden presents bold, interesting new ideas that we've never heard before.
Maybe we can give a little response, because I think we're more effective right now with the five of us sitting around than any news anchor.
Let's do this. Sure. We'll do our response to, obviously we played the game. We had some drinks. Lauren had more than anyone else.
Yeah,
Lauren wins.
Biden made perfect sense, you guys.
Oh my gosh. Too much beer.
Yep, way too much alcohol.
I
understand. head over to timcast.com if you haven't already. Become a member if you want to support our work. We greatly appreciate your support, keeping our journalists employed. And you can follow the show at TimCastIRL. You can follow me at TimCast. You guys we'll do the our like assessment of the State of the Union. Obviously, we're commenting during it, but you guys want to shout anything out as we move into that portion?
That Biden wants to end cancer?
I think he did better than anyone could have possibly expected Biden to do. I think he got a shot of epinephrine beforehand.
Yep.
Like, there's no way. Like, why isn't he like this every day? Like, what was the difference? Why can he not do this at any regular press conference? I've never seen Joe Biden look like this or act like this. Maybe from, like, speeches from a long time ago when he was a young senator, but not recently.
Well, we have a super chat here from Keith. He says, hey, Tim, I chose to watch the IRL show over Crowder's coverage of the State of the Union. And then what does it say? State of the Union address. Roll the 100-sided die, then talk about the Federal Reserve. So I'll roll that, and wherever it lands, someone can read what it says. It's basically a ball. Top. So what did we get?
100!
I rolled a 100!
No way! Whoa. He actually did.
I rolled a 100.
Not a coincidence, by the way.
Whoa.
Can you zoom in on it or something?
Yeah, nobody touched it.
I legit rolled a 100.
Lauren, don't touch it. Hands off the table. Put your sword down. You've had a little too much.
All right. Well, we don't have laser pointers.
He wants you to quit drinking. So you'll go pick him up more.
No, look, Crowder's awesome. You guys.
I'd love to port him in right now.
I think people should watch Steven Crowder too. Thanks for watching our show.
Yeah, for sure.
But I read this one specifically because Biden said, confirm my Federal Reserve. Didn't he say that? Confirm.
If he did, it was while we were talking. I didn't hear that.
No, he yelled. Did. He yelled. Yeah, Ian, you got mad.
His nominees, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a Supreme Court nominee.
No.
Can that thing zoom in?
No, he said Federal Reserve. Yeah, he did say Federal Reserve nominees.
Let me
nominees.
See if I can find it. Oh,
approve him, man.
Uh-oh. Where's it going? Back. I don't know. It's going up to the ceiling.
So he's all about fixing the economy and then giving the Federal Reserve power.
Look, I'm going to say this. So you are correct that this is basically the best we have seen Biden throughout his entire presidency. But that is unbelievably depressing. The fact that he was slurring the entire time, and that's the best he can do, is really concerning.
The slurring was bad, but my favorite moment was when he was like, we've chosen a Supreme Court nominee who's gotten the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of the Police, and she knows the law. So we're going to secure the borders and protect our country from illegal immigration. And I'm like, wait, what?
Listen, he's just got so many things he's fixing at once with like his magic powers that he's just got to like keep moving, Tim. I know it's too high level for you because you haven't had enough beers, but like,
he's just
right. He's in this stuff. He's like, borders. Bam, done.
You can see it. It says 100. I rolled 100.
Good job, dude.
Rolled 100.
It was a group effort. Tim's the front runner, the front man.
That is wild.
I rolled it.
Somebody said that this was like a campaign speech. I think it might have been you, Seamus.
No, super chatters. Several of them have said.
How it's astute. True. It was totally, it sounded like a bunch of like what I'm going to do in the future, not a state of the current state of the union. Whereas like what's our deficit? How much money do we lose over the last? Right. How much money do we get back? How many jobs do we lose? How many do we get back? What are the jobs reports of the, you know, areas of types of jobs?
One exception, but to your point, it was nonsense. He was claiming that we added, 9 million jobs?
He said that we cut the deficit by $1 trillion. Now, I'm wondering, did we raise the deficit by $1 trillion and then just scale it back $1 trillion?
Did we?
He said that at about 9:43. I timestamped a lot of this stuff.
Oh, good.
I'm going to go back and rewatch a lot of it.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, a lot of it was very generic. And so a lot of it was like, I don't even know, how do you respond to something that's just like the styrofoam of political, you know, comments.
Yeah.
Then a lot of it was surprisingly right-wing. Trumpian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right-wing Trumpian. He said, I'm a capitalist, but you got to have competition. I'm like, well, duh. What do you think capitalism is? What are you talking about? Like, otherwise it's communism.
You know what capitalists are always saying? Competition's bad.
That's right.
We want the state to determine who should be in charge of manufacturing something because we don't like competition.
I want to get away from saying he sounded like Trump because I think Trump was actually had some common sense. And it's not like it's because it was Trump. It was just common sense stuff to do. You protect your borders. You want to build your machines at home so that if a war erupts, you can still build your machines. So it's a good thing that they're both at some point in their presidency focusing on these things. And maybe this will be like the bipartisan push we need.
M says, can we clip Seamus's speech about cancer and have it go viral? May, in fact, clip Seamus's speech.
You do as you
wish. I am officially stating that if you clip the speech of Seamus, I have no, you can share it. Just post whatever you want.
Yeah, I want
by
everywhere.
By all means, share and promote. Cody says, Marjorie Taylor Greene getting trash talk on NBC. Yeah, you know, the thing is about like NBC and the corporate press and the establishment activists, I view them as like a totally different country. And if I heard that people in France were talking bad about me, I'd be like, I don't know why I would care about what the people of France say about me. I don't trade in their currency or talk to them or know much about them. So by all means, be say whatever you want. So for NBC to say this stuff, I'm like, yeah, whatever, man.
What about Canadians?
Look, the people the people who vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene are the people who already don't believe the corporate lies and the corporate press. So who cares if they keep lying about her? Is it going to convince her voters not to vote for her? I really doubt it.
Yeah, if you get a foreign complaint about something you said that was wrong, then it's like, yeah, okay, acknowledge that you did it wrong and then make it good. But if they're just complaining about your behavior, you know.
Speaking of foreign countries, we should talk about what he mentioned about Taiwan when you pointed out.
Well, a lot of super chatters pointed out that when he was saying, we're going to build these plants to produce the chips, what he was really saying to those who pay attention is, we are going to lose Taiwan. Buckle up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We will not be able to defend our allies in Southeast Asia. China's going to move in. We can't stop Russia. He was just basic. Look, what did he do? This past year, what has he said? Like, I enacted a policy that did this, and because of it, we did this. Or was he like, I'm going to do things. Trust me. Mm-hmm. We're going to start this initiative. We're going to build that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I mean, the reality is, he can take credit for some things that kind of went away. I love how he's like trying to take credit, congratulating himself. You know, he's like, look what we did on COVID. It's like, well, there's the one thing he's claiming he did, even though technically
deaths are worse.
He didn't. Yeah, deaths were worse last in 2021 than they were in 2020 under Trump. The vaccine was produced, Operation Warp Speed, under Donald Trump. What does Joe Biden have to claim credit for other than an increased rate of death? Now, I'll tell you this. If he's going to have if he comes out and if he has the nerve to come out and tell everybody that he's accomplished this, he's going to tell everybody the vaccines provide you protection. That was Trump. Trump's Operation Warp Speed did that. He inherited this program and then had more deaths. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that make sense unless Joe Biden was an abject failure?
Well, possibly COVID was just getting worse. It was building up until, you know, 6 months ago or something.
Yes.
Possibly the reaction to COVID caused more damage. Like the harder the lockdown, more depression, suicide, more people breathing recirculated air.
No. We're talking about COVID deaths were higher. I'm not talking about peripheral. So the issue I'm saying is if we're going to operate, we're operating completely on the establishment narrative. Okay. Biden comes out and says, we accomplished this. The vaccines protect you. But Trump did the vaccines. So imagine it this way. You've got a certain number of COVID deaths. Donald Trump says, we're going to roll this thing out. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to work. It's going to make everything better. Biden, I am giving you the tools to save everyone's lives, to make this better. And he goes, all right, Jack. And eats his ice cream cone. And then everything got worse.
It could have been that, Omicron is more transmissible. So more people have COVID in their system when they die from a motorcycle accident.
Because they're being counted higher. Forms of COVID.
We are not operating off of speculation. But if we operate off of the establishment narrative, Biden was handed the tools to solve this and screwed it up. Anything else you want to talk about speculation is fine. What I'm saying is, based on what he is saying, what he believes, what the corporate press has told us over and over again, Donald Trump gave him the tools and everything got worse. It's Biden's fault. Period. That's their worldview. Anything you want to say about, you know, potential, how they were calculating it incorrectly. Well, that's not what the narrative is from them. It's the CDC that came out and said there's more deaths.
I guess they'll argue that COVID was just getting more deadly surge.
But their narrative is that it was becoming more transmissible and less deadly, according to their own narrative. The only thing I can see then is based off of what they have told us, Joe Biden made everything worse.
Yes.
His administration. It's not just him.
No. And it's the deep state, the administrative state around him that's not even part of it. I mean, it's not even part of his administration. They've just been there for 40 years.
You know, he said that the State of the Union was strong. He said that things are going great.
Things are going great.
Oh, he did. I missed that part.
So great that like we're going to go cure cancer. But on top of that, you know, there were so many empty promises. I'm starting to think that the Russians will end up getting the hearts and minds of the Iranian people.
Right.
The Russians?
I believe it was the Uranian people.
Oh, the Uranian.
I heard Iranian.
Oh, hey, can I jump in here? So that was Lauren Boebert yelling out about the 13 U.S.
Good for
members who were killed because of negligence from Biden withdrawing from Afghanistan. So that was Boebert.
Glad she was there.
Well, that was a surrender in Afghanistan.
He surrendered
to the Taliban. He surrendered. The U.S. military surrendered a war that they were winning.
Withdrawing was good. The way he did it was bad.
It was a surrender in their rally.
And I firmly believe if it was Donald Trump, it would have not gone down that way.
He wouldn't have surrendered. He would have stayed there and then got out slow.
No, well, yeah, Trump negotiated for us to leave prior to the time when Biden ended up leaving, but I believe he would have done a much
Trump would have got to the withdrawal date and pushed it back if we weren't ready.
Right.
But I think it's simple as this. Trump would not have abandoned Bagram Air Force Base.
Until the operation was done.
That's the most insane thing. No.
You don't let it go.
Well, it's part of getting out.
No, they didn't even tell the Afghani National Security Forces that they were leaving. Under Biden, they left in the middle of the night and told no one until looters came and started ransacking the buildings.
The Afghani
army was like, they did this. Like it was intentional almost. Like they just buckled up, left. Under Trump, that wouldn't have happened. Trump would have been like, Trump's the kind of guy who's not going to let that go down on his watch because it affects his name.
Yeah.
And brand for him is so much.
I've just been scrolling Twitter here for a minute.
Nice.
Who was it here that said that this isn't going to win him any votes? It's just going to lose him the far left?
Yeah, it's going to lose him the far left, and it's not going to make any conservatives vote.
I've been looking, so Vosh and Hassan didn't comment at all. Hassan just said that if someone has COVID in the room, Joe Biden's going to drop dead. And then I've seen Anna Kasparian come out and tweet, Biden doesn't get to brag about his agenda when he doesn't fight for it and has no plan to get it passed. Build Back Better is dead. It's going nowhere. Sorry, State of the Union.
That's the unity I was looking for.
Leftists hated this speech.
Of course.
They're not alone. I mean, I don't even think of myself as a rightist or whatever, but leftist, centrist, this stupid directional function. Come on, it's a three-dimensional reality.
Yeah, but this is 100% a campaign speech. This is not a State of the Union.
No one bought this. Because what is he supposed to flex on?
What are the accomplishments he's supposed to show? He campaigned on COVID because he really thought that he would be able to use Trump's vaccine to make this all go away. He really thought it would work. Like, he had great confidence in what Trump had done. Did not pan out that way, and that's the reason he's not talked about it, like, at all over the course of his speech. I was it was very refreshing to me to hear less of the partisanship he has pushed so hard. I think he's noticing that it's really not playing well with people.
Dude, this is an opportunity for Anna to come on the show. We talk, there's been back and forth with the Young Turks and Timcast, like, from a distance. I want to hang out. And like, dude, this was crap. And I know. It was crap.
I love Anna Kasparian.
I love her.
I love Anna Kasparian. I've seen her so many times come out and like correct herself. Like on Kyle Rittenhouse, she actually corrected herself.
That's
and
right.
I've seen
she did
her come out and like call out Cenk and stuff whenever she sees things.
That's
that are,
good.
She did correct herself.
She is obviously left wing. She's obviously progressive, but she does have these moments where I'm like, there's something in her that's like not fully NPC at all.
Well, I only remember that she's better than me, and that really sticks with me. And I really
well, she didn't
like
correct that.
That
because she didn't have to.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, that's fair. Okay, thanks, James.
Some sort of competition.
Anna, date me.
Oh wow. Okay.
And I love you.
I love you.
I would love to have Anna on the show and talk about this State of the Union and what the desperate times we're in and maybe how we can come together as a country and a world and fix.
I wonder, but
I'm not saying it couldn't be an interesting or productive discussion if it occurred, but I would say that the issues that you took with the speech and those which she took with the speech are probably very different. I don't know if you'd be unified.
I think you would agree
Biden is bad. Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Cool.
I'm saying I think you guys would agree Biden is bad, but for very different reasons.
The speech was bad.
Speech was bad?
It was the best.
I think
he's ever
it was.
Done.
If it was like a, it felt like a campaign speech. I didn't get it. I didn't know what the State of the Union is now. I still don't know.
Okay, but what else? Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah. It was a campaign speech, but he didn't have an option. Like, if you're looking at like, okay, we're just going to try to have the most successful politically speech we can. We can't focus on what the state of things actually are. We have to try to do a State of the Union speech without talking about the State
and
of the
exactly.
Union. And that's what they did. That was the best option they could have.
This
taken.
Is what we were talking about yesterday. Is it ethical to lie? Tell a lie, like in this situation, to give people hope.
They don't care if it's ethical, though. It was campaign. It was like his administration, his speechwriter. They all work together, and they're like, "There's no way we can talk about the State of the Union."
The reason, the reason I would argue it's wrong to tell a lie to give people hope is because then you give them a false hope when they could be pursuing the truth and finding a real way out of the predicament that they're in.
Yeah,
and I do find it kind of hilarious because generally speaking, when the country is not in good shape, presidents have just sort of tried to gaslight the American people about the kind of shape it is in and pull phony statistics out and try to warp the numbers to make it seem like things are better than they are. But it's so clearly horrifically bad that he knew he couldn't get away with it, or his handlers knew he couldn't get away with that. So they just ended up having to say, well, it will be better, guys, next year. Come back next year. Look, I can't tell you about the State of the Union right now, but next year, it's going to be a good one.
Oh, boy.
The question is, will a speech of promises affect his polling?
Mm-hmm.
If it does, because he's trying to create a feel-good movement, will that benefit Democrats in the midterms?
I guess we're about to find out.
That's a good question. I don't know. I think maybe I'm giving I don't know if this is too optimistic, but I think a lot of people are going to watch that and they're going to notice what we did, which is that he didn't really say anything positive about the state of the country. There wasn't anything he could take credit for. He just made a bunch of promises, which were equally as empty as those he made on the campaign.
He didn't really say anything negative about the state of the country either. He didn't really talk about the state of the country.
Exactly.
But he's still going to come out on a win. Because if he came out and was honest and was like, listen, inflation is a mess. We've got war in the world. Like, we're more divided than ever. Bam, 100% lose. Comes out, and he just talks about promises. He's like, I'm not necessarily lying. Listen. It's like that abusive boyfriend.
Yes, it's gaslight. Yeah.
I'm talking about what I'm gonna be.
I got you flowers, baby.
I got you flowers, baby, this time. So he's gonna win some people over with that and not just have that 100% loss. So it was smart. Like, you can't deny that this was the smartest, best move
he
could make.
So, here's what I'll say. I agree with you that he basically had to make promises, and in some ways he gave the speech he had to make. However, what fascinates me is that he was willing to say things like, we need to secure the border.
So interesting.
That, to me, is something that is going to lose him a lot of left-wing voters. Why? Because the media just spent his entire presidency telling us that there is no problem at the border and gaslighting the American people into believing you are a racist xenophobe who hates Hispanic people if you think there's an issue.
What?
So his followers are going to hear that and go, oh, wow, or at least the ones who drank the Kool-Aid are going to hear that and go, oh, no, Joe Biden's a big, bad racist just like Trump. I knew I shouldn't have voted for him, and I'm not going to come out for him again.
What conservative, moderate, post-liberal, or politically homeless person is going to hear Joe Biden say that and think, wow, I guess he's finally turned around, taken the right path, and now I have faith that if I vote for him, he'll do the right thing on the border. Zero.
Absolutely
not. How many of them will be like, well, I'll try voting for Trump, I suppose, because he tried building the wall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. Well, also, but does, I mean, it does not instill confidence in the American people to deliver a speech 2 years into your presidency, which contradicts everything that you said would be good for the nation on the campaign trail. Why do that kind of a 180 unless you have been terrible?
Yeah.
I got some timestamps of some words that he said possibly wrong. At 9:15, he said, when he was meant to say conflict, he said clown-ficked.
Yes, so good.
Clown-ficked. At 9:20, he was saying Ukrainian. It sounded like he said Uranian. People think maybe he said Iranian. It sounded like he said Iranian.
He said Iranian. He said that the Russians will not win the hearts and minds of the Iranian people. And fact-checkers are going to come out and say, it is true. There is no reason to believe that Russia will win the hearts and minds of the Iranian people.
At 9:26, he said infects when he meant to say effects.
Mm-hmm. He said degree. He said degree. Degree instead of agree.
Oh, I didn't
hear
that one.
Our allies degree.
At 9:28, he said loving instead of level. And at 9:34, he said imanaki. What the hell? I don't know. Something about the economy. He blew up.
You said a communist.
A commony. Yeah, he said a commony.
A commony.
Is there anyone that was...
My vice president, a Kamala Econima Harris.
Was there anyone that was just one away with tripping?
No.
Bingo.
No. I said tripping.
Oh, were you? Would you have gotten it if you tripped?
I'm noting here that it says trips. It doesn't say Joe Biden trips.
Oh, like was he on mushrooms?
Oh.
I've been tripping.
Yeah, I guess I did win then. Was he on mushrooms?
Outside of Joe Biden tripping, Nancy Pelosi tripped.
Did she?
Yes, and there's a video of her tripping at 10:02 o'clock.
It doesn't say Joe Biden.
I see. Hold on. Everyone, I hate to be a party pooper, but the reality is I see very well-drafted, decently cartoon caricatures of Joe Biden on this bingo card, not Nancy Pelosi.
Everybody, it counts. Drink.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Bingo.
You got bingo.
I get to drink.
You got bingo.
Keen's a genius.
Of course Ian wins on trips. All
right. Okay, I know, right?
Did you really get it, Ian?
I did. I got five in a row. I got play gorizes.
All right, wait. Let's go one by one and explain exactly how you won and what each means.
Wait, Ian won?
Yeah.
Ian won.
Trips connected me.
I'll show the video of the tripping.
I'll start from the top.
Well, I'll see if I can pull it up on Twitter or something.
Elijah Schaefer just tweeted it.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Elijah. You won me a sip of beer.
Rude.
I love you, man.
Elijah's an absolute king.
What a gorgeous human being. I love that guy.
All right, let's see what we got. Where how far down
22
is
22 minutes ago. Yeah, that one.
Oh, wait, is that the... Wait, watch that, Nancy.
Wait, we got it. We got it.
Honestly, it is ridiculous.
Hold on. Pelosi is going to fall.
Just fell forward.
No,
she's probably wearing high heels.
Yeah, bro, she was playing the game with us.
Yeah, right?
Where is it?
She's always playing the game.
Oh, there it is.
That was quite the stumble.
I think it counts. I think for the sake of having a winner, it counts.
I'm not going to argue it.
You know, all right. Dentures flapping.
All right, so the first thing I got was plagiarizes.
Plagiarize.
I think we agreed he was plagiarizing Trump.
Absolutely.
Arguably, I don't like that terminology, actually, so...
No, that's
legit. I like
legit
to think that he's using Trump's ideas, that's but not legit. Necessarily...
As Seamus brought up...
Representing them as his own.
Yeah. It was the opposite of what he was campaigning on before when he was like, decriminalized border crossings. He campaigned on that.
He's known plagiarist.
He's
so
like, we need to secure the border. We got to figure out who's flying these people around the country, man. What's that?
If it wasn't plagiarism, he would have acknowledged the fact that he was wrong previously and that his ideas came from Donald Trump.
And he would have said the previous president installed some great things
That's right.
We're now
but he's taking
didn't
credit.
Do that. He lied about.
He's taking
okay,
credit.
Okay, so yes, plagiarism. The next one is trips.
This is hysterical because for weeks, months, we've been seeing left-wingers and celebrities come out with takes that conservatives and center-right people and people in the middle have been coming out with for literally 2 years at this point, now that they're safe.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to the point where we are literally watching Joe Biden deliver a State of the Union where he is regurgitating Trump's talking points.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what opinion, if you're a left-winger who wants to know what opinions your leaders are going to espouse in 2 years, watch our show.
We got Elijah Green real quick. He says, gas prices this summer will speak louder than any promise.
True.
Yeah. Man, I just bought a $40 razor and it was $53. It was $40 a year and a half ago. It's 53, so that's a 30% increase in
it's
2 years.
It's bad, man. I went to the store recently, went to the liquor store to pick up booze for the studio, and I couldn't buy it.
Yikes.
The prices had gone up.
Buy it?
What were you getting?
Homesteading is the future.
So we like to have some of the good stuff, some of the good whiskey. And some of the stuff I buy can be, I'll just say, because we talked about it before, we had Pappy.
Yeah.
The cost of Pappy has gone up substantially. We can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, man. Yeah.
That's,
people who know
which
Pappy
is terrifying because the history of war is basically unifying the food so that your population has a bunch of different types of food.
You were going to say something?
After the trips.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to argue that racist by accident absolutely happened.
Okay, how's explain.
100%. So at the beginning, I can't remember if it was Tim or Seamus that said, we need to judge Biden by the standard he would judge us.
Yeah, yes. That was me.
Right?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was Seamus. So he repeatedly, when he talked about the Ukrainian people, he said they are, their nation is their homeland. They are a proud people. They have an iron will, their hearts and souls. Every single one of these pieces would be considered dog whistles by the SPLC, the yeah. way he spoke That's about true. The Ukrainians.
I can't believe when Biden went out there and said,
Azov Battalion. Azov Battalion. Yeah. Everything regiment. He talked about, that they have a right to defend their yeah. homeland. He literally yeah. used the word their homeland. He would 1,000% be called a racist.
I'll take
nationalist by the SPLC. Trump's so I so racist by, if he's yeah. judging by his own standards.
Drink. But yeah. Ukrainians aren't a race. It's a he's being nationalist.
Well, no one
yeah,
cares.
Yeah, but he would call us racist.
Yeah, if he judged.
No, Ian,
I don't want to assume.
No, stop. He's not being racist to Ukrainians. He's being a white supremacist.
Yes.
By saying that a nation of white traditionalist Europeans fight for their homeland with an iron will are all far right dog whistles. Mm-hmm. The SPLC would be like, if it was Trump, they'd be like, look at all of the white supremacist it's rhetoric true. That came out.
Trump
He's a racist.
Could never say that.
Never in right. a million years.
No, but just seriously, imagine Donald Trump saying, the people of Ukraine are strong, proud people fighting for their homeland with an iron will.
Yes!
They'd be
you.
Like, whoa!
I don't know. I'm the kind of guy who's like, Mr. a swastika, just because you see a swastika doesn't mean it indicates Nazism
Ian,
or racism.
Ian,
yes, it does.
Well, it's like an ancient Indian wheel of time.
That one's backwards. It's actually, it presents differently.
We're judging Biden off of his standard, not ours. So you
That's
can.
That's a hard one for me. I can only judge him off of my standards. But I get what you're doing, though.
We're playing a game. Okay. If Joe Biden.
You win.
I'm not.
Or Lauren wins. Did that win you, Lauren?
That's right.
We all win because we all take a drink.
We all take all right, a drink. I'll read off the rest of mine. Then Lauren, you can tell me yours. Yeah, so good. The free space. Then I got the forgot what he's saying. I think that happened.
Yeah, that did happen.
We all yelled out. What he was saying. And then the final was whispers. One. That's why I could be like, is he whispering?
Yeah.
Careless whispers. So after tripping, there's Nancy Pelosi.
There's the free. There was the tripping was Nancy. The free space. Forgets what he's saying and then whispers.
So the forgets what he was saying, there was a period where for about 5 seconds, he just kept stuttering and stammering.
I wish we could replay that.
And he's
that.
Got
Can we
prompters.
Replay that? Can you find that?
I have time.
Oh. Do you have a time stamp
no,
on
not
that?
Not for those. No, not for the X's.
Because yeah. we also, you start screaming.
I was so happy.
You were like, ah!
I can't believe it actually happened. Yeah.
I know. Because he had a prompter. I was like, there's no way he'll forget. And he did.
He messed something up, and then you could tell in a few seconds he was thinking about what he messed up, and he messed up more.
Right. Truth be told, he probably never knew what he was saying in the first place. He was just reading the prompter, and the prompter probably jammed up, and so he was like,
come on. I hope the thing jammed up. I hope that's what it was.
And what was your last one? Whispers.
Oh, whispers.
That's right. He whispered a couple times.
And then he starts going like this. It's like an appeal.
You gotta secure the border.
You gotta
get to Ukraine. You gotta do it.
So, what is this tweet we have from Black Lives Matter?
This is great.
It says, POV, listening to Biden declare the answer is not to defund the police, it's to fund the police, and Maxine Waters looks totally amazing.
They
totally
turned off
upset.
Comments Maxine. On that one for sure.
Oh, did they really?
They sure did.
Oh, only people who follow Black Lives Matter can respond.
Or people who they follow.
So listen, Joe Biden, we thought he was gonna do newspeak like Latinx. He went the other way.
Yeah.
He said, fund the police.
He said, iron will.
Iron will. Homeland. I'm a capitalist. Wild. Secure the border.
Come on, man.
It was more Trumpian in a lot of ways.
That's actually very promising. Whoever's writing his speeches, whatever this administration is has caught on to something.
It's cynical. No, it's cynical because they're waiting for the red wave.
I mean, it's better than him being up there and being a racist BLM. Like, we got to get everyone pink banners and transgender everyone's house. And like, you're like,
I don't know, because he's still going to end up doing that stuff.
But he didn't. At least he didn't in the State of the Union.
Would you believe him?
I don't believe a lot. I felt like he was just reading talking points, but at least he wasn't espousing racism.
It's like there's a guy who keeps taking a dump on your lawn, and then one day he's like,
I'm going to use toilets, man.
No, and then he comes to your house, and he's like, if you vote for me, I'll make sure no one takes a dump on your lawn. It's like, bro, it's
you.
Oh,
Biden got me.
You did it.
He was the dumper.
Why would I vote for you? Oh, and you're the one.
So like,
reminding
me. Doing that,
when
man.
Biden says we're going to secure the border, it's like, yo, the border's insecure because of you. I'm not going to vote for the guy who's making the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come to me and say whatever you want, dude. It's like, bro, I have you on camera pooping on my lawn.
Right, exactly.
Like, yeah. I can smell the poop.
He's like, no, man. Yeah. No, it's not
I zoned
me.
Out for like 2 minutes yeah, there. And
back,
I came back.
You'll be able to rewatch it later.
Yeah. So. We have the best analogies.
We do.
We have the best analogies.
It's hot.
Everywhere.
It's
greatest.
Cool. Greatest. And the temperature in between.
Number one.
Yeah, I think it was a bad speech. Could have been worse. So at least
there was It was good in some ways, but I don't believe him.
Oh,
I don't believe him.
No, I was surprised. I mean, when Lauren screamed based. at securing the borders.
Yeah, of course.
I think that was her third beer.
I think she's being a little ironic.
Although it would be great if we could secure the border. What does that even mean?
He doesn't
mean
it. He
didn't explain what he meant.
It.
Like, well, what does he mean, secure the border? It hasn't never happened before, so how's he going to do it?
Yeah, he's like, you know that thing that I was unable and unwilling to do for, you know, a year and a half?
48 years? Yeah.
So I signed up for Truth Social.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, how's that going?
It's just, I got to be honest, right now, the way they're rolling it out, useless.
It was crazy when Biden announced
this new social media company. Well, so here's the annoying thing, right? First,
when Biden's like, okay, we're gonna fight back against big tech censorship.
It's called Lies Social.
Lies.social.
So I signed up for Truth Social, which is Trump's thing.
Mostly true.
And I'm like number 422,000 on the wait list.
Oh wow, it just keeps getting bigger.
Of course, you know, they reached out and said, we'll get you on. We would like to get you an account and all that. And I'm like, sure. But I had to sign up using like some random, like I couldn't actually sign up as Timcast. And I'm like, I'm not interested in creating some other account.
No.
And then reaching out being like, please give me an account with my actual username. Yeah. So then like after like 3 days of trying to figure it out and getting these links that weren't working, I finally get logged in because they jumped me in front of the line to log me in. But I have some account that it's not even at Timcast. And I'm like, dude, maybe in a month when it's activated for everyone and I can actually have my username, like I'll use it.
It feels
for the
very
time being,
sloppy.
Yeah, it feels very sloppy.
Like the rollout, they had Mastodon code and didn't give the software code that they were using in the very beginning, which is illegal.
What
and then
are
they,
we talking about?
Truth.social, Trump's new
Trump's
social
Biden's
network.
Biden's new social media network that he's launching.
Yeah, Biden's friend's new social network.
Can you imagine if Biden at this, you know, during the State of the Union, he was like, and censorship! It's a big problem! Launching Biden.social! We're gonna make our own network!
They banned me from Twitter, man!
Yeah.
Why did they do that
I'll
for?
Make sure you don't get banned!
Someone super chatted, did anyone else notice he was getting oranger the longer he spoke?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's awesome. Perhaps.
Yeah, Truth.social worried me from the beginning when they used free software code and didn't show the code, which is a violation of the terms of service.
There's a serious problem with there being a conservative grift of just creating like the conservative version of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you've got Twitter, I'm going to create a conservative version of Twitter. Oh, you've got like anything. And alt tech needs to actually like make their own stuff. And there are a few that do it, but.
Lydia, you only needed come on, man?
I needed man.
You needed man? So Elizabeth Carmella says, one more time, just in case Lydia did win, he said, come on, man, right after he talks about securing the border. Rewind and see.
Oh, we were laughing.
Yes!
I believe that's Lydia. Can someone
is there a clip we can pull up somewhere
to
verify?
Did he say Trump?
Did Nancy Pelosi trip before that?
The stakes are high.
They are indeed. I will get a beer if this
Well, we're going to assume she's being honest.
The stakes are high.
Very
expensive
drank,
under
and man
indeed,
is there.
Yes.
Wait, what are we drinking at? I'm so
man.
Gone.
He said, come on, man, according to a super chat.
I knew it. I'm like, he had to have said man once.
Right. Yeah. Even like Hugh Man. Does that count?
I still... man.
So I think if we're going on the truest sense of things, Lydia wins... Because we did the Nancy Pelosi tripping.
I wonder if Nancy tripped before he said, come on.
Just like Biden.
You just want to get me drunk, too.
No. Seamus,
you're changing your position.
It's like the American League and the National League. Like, there's certain rules in the American League and certain rules in the National League.
And the National League is always better.
Whoever helps you sleep at night, man.
Debate team here. I'm going to add one more. Did he say LGBT or LGBTQS?
He did say QS. He did. That is newspeak. And then I win. I win.
He said LGBTQS or plus?
No, but what did
he had a plus in there.
You're saying hell is cursing?
Yeah.
Well, then I win too.
He's the president.
Wait, hold on.
He's the president.
Everybody wins. It feels like a trophy.
Did he get mad at a fake Republican or say the word Trump? Because then I win.
He did not say the word Trump. I didn't hear it.
He didn't demonize half the country like Democrats always.
Well,
that's always their big fail.
Yeah. Wasn't that nice of him?
He publicized
the point. That's like a moment of silence.
Yeah. Okay.
There wasn't one.
Quite
so we don't win.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on.
Kian and I have the same cards.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal. It's hard. So what are you going to do? Flip a coin? Roll 100-sided die?
No.
We're not going to count the 10 seconds of silence.
I
need inappropriate contact. Shaking Nancy Pelosi's hand. I petition the courts.
That's no gross. One should do it.
No one should ever do it.
Not on TV.
Good God.
Did we have misinformation?
He didn't say the word.
No.
He said
it was to say the word.
Quotes, yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah, okay.
I thought he told a fake story, to be honest. But the problem is like
we have to verify that later. So we're going to come back with our bingo cards after we get a nice thorough fact
early in the morning.
Joe Biden.
Take a drink. If
we determine if someone else won.
Just kidding.
Our democracy. He didn't say that.
Honestly. We crossed a lot of these out. A lot of these.
Many such.
I have, hold on, 1, 2, 3.
He didn't play the race card.
Yeah,
he
that was.
Yeah.
Didn't he turned into Trump. He didn't do
that's
anything.
That's right.
I mean, out of 25, rates, I have 11 that aren't checked. So more, yeah.
He did not get pulled off early. I was very impressed. He held up really well.
Yeah.
Well, I think if we were so what we were doing is we were trying to put fun ones in as well. But if we were trying to guess exactly things he would say, he would be very predictable, I think.
I'm actually embarrassed. I didn't think to write "look" on there.
Those were unpredictable, but his general language, like most of it, and then there were those spicy bits where you're like, "Whoa, curing
cancer." I mean, he said he was gonna. Did he say we're gonna cure cancer? Did he actually say that?
They're starting an initiative to cure cancer.
The thing about cancer is the cancer treatment is an industry, so there's a lot of resistance. Stopping it from happening, and a lot of it's dietary.
On top of that, he did that like he started talking about that right after talking about inflation. But like inflation hurts people needing to be treated by cancer.
Yep.
Yeah. Like medical inflation is actually a thing, and it's a problem, especially in the United States where you guys don't have free healthcare. And I'm not saying free healthcare is good because it's actually awful. But
what do you think about like?
Well, here's the thing. Hold on. Biden actually has a solution to medical inflation, which is to lower healthcare costs.
Oh, that's right.
He solved that.
Yeah, so he'll do that too.
You know what I just realized too? There's some good stuff going on here. It's not just about Biden. Him embracing border security means those of us who, for instance, Lauren, you want to do a documentary on migration or borders. They're not going to ban you anymore.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about that, man.
No, hold on.
I don't know if they're that consistent.
There's still, of course, there's risks. I'm not saying it's absolute. I'm saying they moved back a little bit because now, well, Biden said we have to do it.
This is a little pedantic, but I actually think this is an important distinction. He's not embracing border security. He's embracing the talking point of border security. He's not going to.
Guys, no. Obama put some of the best border policies in place. And people don't realize this because
Biden didn't for the first year and a half.
He was his vice president. They didn't.
I'm saying as president, Biden has it.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's been a lot of their language. A lot of migrants have thought, oh, Biden's in power. And in his election, he said all these things.
Let me in, Joe.
You know, the southern border program that Obama put in, like 2013, 2014, that reduced like South American migrants from coming to America by 70%. They were getting caught by Mexican police. So they kind of outsourced it where they made the Mexican police do it and the Mexican border security, but it was very successful.
Obama was the deporter in chief.
Yeah.
That's what they say, but didn't they actually change Jorge Ventura?
To be fair though, didn't they change the metrics for deportation under Obama's presidency? It used to be that if you sent somebody back and then under Obama's administration, it was changed to stopping someone at the border and sending them back.
People say that, but I've never really, I don't know, I've heard that, but I haven't seen evidence that proved that was a significant factor. I think it's more so they actually genuinely believe that the border was an important factor, but they couldn't tell their base that. So they just made it so that, okay, Mexico, we're going to give you money and resources. They literally set up like checkpoints across the Guatemalan border, like Obama did this, to look for South Americans coming across. But, you know, no one cares about foreign news. So they're like, Obama loves migrants.
True. So we have the State of the Union response from Governor Kim Reynolds, but it's only like 10 minutes long.
Hmm.
Is it
cool? Want to play some?
Did it end or?
Ultimately, for yourselves, by that most important.
That's like a script. She's reading a script. United
States. That's the problem. Yeah,
she's reading. Like
it's only. It's only like.
What if someone talked to you in that tone in real life?
That's what Trump did when he got elected. I was so disappointed.
As a mom,
he went on.
As a mom, I literally said she's talking to me like a mom, and then she started
on the wrong track. We're now 1 year into his presidency, and instead of moving America forward, it feels like President Biden and his party. Have
Why
sent
did
us
we
back
put
in
this
time.
Lady?
If we talked like
to
this on IRL,
does each governor have like a response?
No, it's just the GOP.
I think I might win.
Why?
There's a Biden inappropriate touching moment.
No, okay. No,
absolutely.
Hold on.
Hey, Tim, I'll let you be the judge. Look at that.
Hold on.
Who did he inappropriately?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Who is that woman?
My guess.
I'm going to send you that.
Am I the only one who didn't win here?
My guess is either.
Hey, I win.
Lower back.
No, I win too. Yeah. Okay. Whispers starts late, trips man, and uses fake.
Wait,
words.
If we count whispers, then I got.
We're going to bring this up on screen.
I win as well.
Bingo!
It's fun with drinking while you're playing bingo.
Okay, sent.
You tweeted? No, you can't send it to me because I don't have access.
We're not logged in.
Inappropriate.
You got to tweet it yourself. I'll retweet it. All right, fine.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Lauren. Please retweet that.
I'm too drunk to figure this
There's
out.
There's that,
Lauren. Get Lauren another beer.
We definitely have.
How do I open my notifications? Okay, I found it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Okay, I retweeted it.
Drink some water, lady.
All right. I believe it's fair to say we have inappropriate contact.
Oh, my.
Yes! Whoa. That sounds so bad. Holy cow.
Hey, it's a game, you know, like in Minecraft.
Whoa. Who is that poor woman?
Oh, cool.
Why does he do this?
Forehead.
He's making contact with her forehead.
Yep. Yikes.
But the thing is, like, it is the most bizarre, inappropriate contact you ever see. That's not like the typical weird chauvinistic thing to do.
Like,
everybody
dressing
his forehead.
Inappropriate. Do you want to touch foreheads?
No. It's
so weird. It's so weird. Stay
like
away from me.
I'll drink to that.
It's like toe-headed.
Okay, so we all won because we bent the rules a little
bit
to make sure we won.
That's not bending the rules. This is a certified W.
I'm saying the State of the Union ended, nobody won, and then we just drink more.
We just drink until everybody wins. Yeah.
Well, I crossed them all off. I still feel like I lost. What the hell's happening?
Because they censored a word, I think that's a fair assessment of what constitutes a curse.
Yeah, since it was censored.
The White House actually censored a word he said. It was on YouTube, and they're typing in real time, so I thought that was fair.
Did he say our democracy?
No. So let me read you off mine. We have only Democrats clap. That happened a lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, inappropriate contact, which we've shown on the screen. Plagiarize, like the entirety of his speech. Whispers and curses.
Yep.
Well, there it is.
So, I have whispers, starts
there's
late.
There's one thing left.
Trips,
oh, no, that
man, and uses fake word. I've also won. Dude, I can't believe we literally all won at bingo. Except, did you win? Who didn't win?
I don't want to talk about the fact that I didn't actually win. I just got a lot of
That's
circles.
Oh, you didn't win?
Technically not.
It's a different kind of
But you know what? I got like it all across, but if he just didn't mention January 6th or insurrection, and that messed me up.
Oh, that was interesting. Yeah. That's kind of what I say. It could have been a lot worse. What that was the kind of stuff. I'm glad he didn't fan the flames. Yeah. At least he was like giving false platitudes.
Even though you would have gotten more drinks?
Yeah,
would have got more drinks.
Yeah,
I have a.
You're
11.
Hoping for him to like to do something wrong.
Destroy America, so you can have another shot.
Have another shot.
I'm thirsty. Yeah, people were saying you're not even drinking. It's like, that's a good point. Lauren was drinking the whole time, regardless of whether Biden did anything wrong.
I was drinking,
and we weren't when he was doing things wrong.
Just talk about it.
I played.
Yeah, this
rules.
Is unfair. This is a setup.
Yeah, true.
It was your idea.
Wasn't expecting this
whose idea was it? Was it your idea?
It was
the bingo. Yeah,
Ian's idea.
Operation was this.
Like I was like, we're going to have a very boring stream tonight, and then Lauren was like, no, Kian's
no, that's not happening.
But the highlight of my night was I rolled a 100.
He did.
That was
what
very.
Did you, what a god! God rolled that through your body.
Someone super chatted said that it was like I can absorb all of the sorcerer's powers to cast any spell I want or something.
I'm
like
here,
that.
Bro. That's feed off my passive energy.
Rude. Who says you're the sorcerer?
Well, I'm like half sorcerer, half wizard.
Stop being a sorcerer.
I'm more wizard than sorcerer, but I got them both.
You don't have to do either.
I cast magic with my charisma, which is the sorcerary.
Stop it.
Then I cast it with my understanding, which is the wizardry. And then when you combine those two, you create like a hybrid class of magic casting that's kind of cool. Like you can do it on stage really fast.
All right, here's a good super chat. Rilo Shigaraki says, the best part about the show is all the different views. So bias is impossible. And thank God for Ian saying the most, tons of love from Canada. Woo. The most won't.
Love that dude.
Another Canadian commenting on American politics.
Wait, stop it. Get out.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Ian's like the wild card.
I truly believe magic is real. It comes from magnetics, that whole magos.
Right on cue.
And it's like, there's iron in your red blood cells, so like we're these
James
magnetic
is losing
beings.
It.
And then, what is
that was teed up.
Yeah, if you didn't know what magnetics were, and you saw someone pulling a magnet towards you, you'd think it was magic.
He goes, Ian is our wild card. I fully believe magic.
That was glorious.
I'm not even joking. Call
great.
It what you want, though. I'm down to debate what it is.
Did not miss a beat.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, dude.
Good stuff.
When you see the human dynamo, I mean, you know it's there.
Well, I was just in a magnet.
Wait. Patrick,
I didn't get sucked in. So.
Patrick says Biden did say our democracy at the very end while you were all talking.
Wait. Oh, come on.
What?
He's just goading me.
Is this for real?
Yeah,
let's
find.
Let's see if we can confirm it independently. Did you?
He did say it.
I did. Yeah,
but let's. Do we have a more reliable? Do we have a more reliable source than Lydia?
Oh, okay. You cannot find a more reliable.
Then I won again.
Well, then I can't trust anyone.
I know.
You guys keep winning. What do you say? Our democracy.
I want to give a shout out to our friends again over at Old 690 Brewing Company.
I won twice.
Your beer is awesome.
They can get you so drunk. Biden makes sense.
I know. It's a great selling point.
That's a great. There you go. Well, so they're in like mountainous Virginia area, pretty close to where we're at. So I don't know what the politics of that brewery is, but I don't think they're going to be like urban liberal types. You know?
Alcohol holds no political affiliation.
I won twice
as well. Don't you wiggle your card in my face.
Wait,
look at that.
Wiggle your
where
card
get,
at it.
Where did we get the second one?
I got a
So plagiarized our democracy free, congratulate self, and racist by accident.
Oh, he was racist by accident? When was that?
So what we concluded was...
Oh, the Ukrainians.
But not racist towards Ukrainians.
I feel like we're retconning his
He was dog whistling to white supremacists.
Yes, yes. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Dog whistling.
He dog whistled.
Oh, if we got racist by accident,
especially
then I won
because,
again.
Dude, there are literal Nazis fighting on the Ukrainian side. Isn't that a whole huge story?
It's like they have an iron will, man.
Should be.
I want to talk just a little bit about Canada, about those Nazis fighting on the Ukrainian side.
Are we going to bring it, Chrystia?
Yeah,
Chrystia
right?
Freeland. There's a photo of her.
She's
marching
like,
in downtown Toronto. And this is,
you need to
mind,
explain
the
to
context.
The Americans who Chrystia Freeland
Chrystia
is.
Chrystia Freeland is our deputy prime minister. So she's our Kamala Harris. Her grandfather was a Nazi.
Oh, it's true. It's literally true.
I'm not making this up.
It is true.
She
lied to the media and they had to fact check her.
Yeah.
About
she
that.
Was actually fact checked.
She's the lady who said we need to make these powers permanent.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Financial.
Yep. Who's like tweaking out in
everything. Yeah. Oddly enough, I was sitting on a plane literally right next to her. I got a selfie with her. I tweeted about it. So everyone
you took a selfie with her?
Oh, that's yeah. right. I saw
she
that.
She was upset about it.
That was amazing.
She didn't know who I was at the time, but I took a selfie and published it and then interviewed her afterwards.
Good for you.
Anyway, she was marching in Toronto, with these Ukrainians, not real. She must have known though, right? Like the whole.
I don't think politicians know as much.
Do you think,
about the
do you think politicians are that
do.
Smart?
No, she would have no idea.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. She was holding the scarf, right? And.
Of like the ass.
And she reads Ukrainian. Like she
so
speaks.
So like what was the Ukrainian message that it translated?
I'll pull it up
to,
here.
Yeah.
Can you guys explain what the Azov are exactly?
They're a battalion of a few thousand troops, and then a good portion of that battalion are like actually like Nazi affiliated. So like they have like swastikas tattooed all over them and everything. And a lot of people looking at it don't understand that there is, when Putin says we want to denazify Ukraine, there is this like back and forth of like, you know, Russia has that Soviet history that, you know, defeated the Nazis. They were the ones that went in to at the very end, right? And then there are Ukrainians that are against Russia, but also like we are white. They're Asian. They're Eurasian. They're not white like us.
I just retweeted.
There is
the tweet
that like identity collision that happens there, but we don't understand any of that. We just are like Putin's lying, or there is the exaggeration that like all Ukrainians are Nazis. It's there, yeah, but there are people within those groups that do believe that on both sides.
So that scarf right there, that's the Bandera movement.
This one right here,
yeah,
the red and black.
Yeah, and Chrystia Freeland is the one in the white Ukrainian dress there in the
Where?
Middle.
Which one right here?
Yeah, right there. And then, so she tweeted that she tweeted that herself.
Whoa.
And then she deleted it.
She uses
it
the phrasing in the actual tweet.
Did she
no?
just, like, delete it? Is Stalin no. that out of the picture?
This yeah. right here? Oh, yeah, look, she said it. What does
yeah,
that mean?
Yeah, she literally says
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we need to look up what that message means. But I can't.
Yeah, I have no idea how to look
Someone
that up.
Someone who's more sober than me, try to figure that out.
Someone who speaks or writes Cyrillic.
Jeez. I'm in the process of looking up her grandfather's name, which is not on Wikipedia. You can't see her parents' names. They give you a link to her uncle. Who is like Canadian Parliament.
I'm sure he was.
All right, I'm about to do something really boring that every conservative is. I'm about to point out that if we did what the left has just done here, they would lose their minds. But of course we wouldn't do it because it's insane. This woman, I mean, can you imagine if Trump was talking about a group of people who he was defending, among which there were some number of people you could actually fairly call Nazis, and then he was saying things like, they have an iron will,
yeah,
they're defending their homeland.
Yeah.
Ian, you got to roll the 100 side, people are saying.
Okay, bro.
Because I rolled 100.
Here we go.
What is Ian's power level?
He's going to roll a 1. Okay, 29. No. 29. All right, it's not bad.
29?
Nice prime number.
All right, here you go. Here's yours.
Nope.
Everyone's
nope.
going to roll the 100.
Nope.
The Danes are going to defeat
what am I
the
doing
Irish
this for?
Right now.
Why
the
Danes?
Roll it.
First of all,
it.
The Americans are going to defeat the Canadians.
That's right. Correct. That is so loud.
You know, yeah, calm down, Lydia.
That's loud. That's
funny.
So heavy.
Seamus hit it from you, okay. too.
Seamus, you rolled
Ian, what did I get?
22.
22.
Tim, you're never going
to get it. What did Seamus get?
Seamus got.
It's so astounding that you'll never see it.
55. Nice, dude. Double
yeah,
number.
Yeah, not bad.
Unbelievable.
I want Lydia
how's
to roll.
Feel, Canada?
Yeah, I can roll.
Lydia, do you want to roll the rainbow one or the blue one?
How's it feel, Maple Leaf flag?
I just rolled a 99.
Feels bad.
No way.
Dude, swear
to God.
No way.
I swear to God, I just rolled it to get it out of the monitor, and it rolled 99.
I love 99. It's my favorite number of the first
roll again.
See if you no, now I don't want to.
So the, no, you don't want to. You're messing up.
The grandfather's name, this girl's grandfather's name is Michael Chomiak.
Chomiak.
I don't know if you guys are familiar
this
with
this is Chrystia Freeland's grandfather?
Yeah, he volunteered to serve in the German invasion of Poland.
98.
This is from wikispooks.com. I don't know if it's
what
real.
What is wikispooks?
I don't know.
This is like where we monitor alphabet agencies.
Yes, yes.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
Wiki's boobs.
Ottawa. There's not a lot on the internet about it. And I don't know if he served in the Nazi party or if he was just a German soldier.
There was a confirmation from mainstream media, so it must be true that, what site was it that actually confronted her?
I think it was actually American media. And that's how it always is in Canada. We rely on American media to actually cover our own stuff. Like it was Time that published the Trudeau blackface stuff.
Wow.
It was American outlets that published convoy content before anyone, like that was back when the CBC was saying that the convoy was about like, it was protesting icy roads in Canada.
Yes. Oh, wow. So if the convoy is there, then it's small. And if it's not small, then they're racists. And if they are actually a lot of racists, well, then we need to, you know, shut them down. They just keep.
There was an icy roads protest. It was like seven trucks.
Yeah.
And then. I that was really crazy because it's a weird timing for truckers to have an icy roads protest.
Reading about the deputy prime minister's grandfather, Chomiak, Michael Chomiak, or however you pronounce it, it says that he's affiliated with the Nazis. I think that what happened was he wasn't in the party, from what I can tell, but he was working with the German military.
He really wanted
military.
To be with them and volunteer.
Yeah, he was working with them. Like you were kind of forced to if you're in the German military, yeah.
Unfortunately. Well, here's the thing. Like I... Objectively, I would not judge someone if they had a grandparent in, it doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't matter. I don't care what your grandparents did. I don't care what your parents did. I don't even care for a lot of the time what you did in your past. It's like what you're doing now, but that's obviously not the standard they hold people to.
I hope they start to, cause it's super important.
That'd be very nice.
I think of that like when they're like, if someone killed someone like 20, 30 years ago and they're like, and then they come out today, are they still a murderer? We have this discussion from time to time. Like, at what point do you say they're no longer considered what
no,
they
but
did
they would thing. Always also, be a murderer.
Well, so I'm not the first person to make this point, right? But the reality is there are people who are more willing to believe a murderer could be rehabilitated than someone who tweeted something racist mm-hmm. in the past could not be real. Racist today.
Your beer's going to... Yeah.
No.
But let's put this into context with Freeland, right? Like her grandfather was, at the bare minimum, a Nazi sympathizer. Mm. And then she marches in a parade holding... a flag holding a scarf that supports the Nazi ideology, and she treats her political opponents who are in the thousands in Ottawa,
working class Canadians, yeah. Indigenous Canadians, well, white Canadians
who are on
the
other side of a city to a Nazi flag that photographs exist of it, but nobody really saw it with their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't get to talk about who is and who is a Nazi when she marches with Nazi memorabilia. And her, maybe you can set her paternal grandfather.
But she wouldn't.
She wouldn't.
About herself.
She wouldn't. She wouldn't lend you that forgiveness.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's gotten late,
ooh.
And I think it's time to wrap things up. Everyone's going to have a nice pint of water.
Yes.
And some electrolytes.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yes. Maybe some vitamins before bed. Coconut water. We'll call in the special. IV treatment therapies for everyone to remain hydrated.
Vitamin drip.
Get a vitamin drip.
Got that drip.
Nicotinamide, adenine dinucleotide.
Get healthy. Heal those telomeres.
So I'll say this as we wrap up, just to follow up, because we mentioned this early on in the show about the swatting. I have posted a partially redacted photograph from our surveillance cameras showing an officer with a short-barreled AR-15 approaching my personal house, which is separate from the studio, because... I was swatted. We were swatted here, and police show up. We've again instructed them to show up every time and take it seriously every time, because the concern we have is someone's going to call it in. The police will show up. Then once the police leave, then the psychopath shows up, and the police are like, "Oh, we just responded." So we're like, "No matter what it is." And we also have armed guards. So there are some concerns about security in terms of like my house, because there's other people who actually live there. And so this could have been really, really bad, but everything's fine. And I posted the photo because it's legit. And I wanted, I want to make sure that everybody understands, like when we say this stuff, we're not making it up and it's really happening. And this is the fifth time. Cause the other day was, yesterday was the third, I believe. Today was the fourth and the fifth time we've been swatted, cause I swatted two houses. As I mentioned before, it's now, cross state lines, which makes it federal. And we have a name, which we believe is fake. It's the calls have been traced to an automated system in California. You can see the photo I posted on Instagram at TimCast. Check it out. We're taking it seriously. And and I'll say it again, because a lot of people are like, oh, you shouldn't talk about it or whatever. I'm like, the problem is we want to make sure everybody knows that we're taking it seriously, and I want everyone to know when I say we are currently in the process of going through criminal charges against a man who entered this property and tried to use it to publicize his congressional campaign, then put out a press release trying to make a bunch of wild claims, and is now facing, I believe it's a felony charge. Mm. And so, you know, we had this conversation about, like, do we really want someone to face felony charges? It's not up to us. In fact, we were told by the state we're I don't know exactly what they're saying, but they're like, you know, charges are being filed, and the cop was like, you gotta follow through, because if you don't, there's like a precedent being set. So considering now what's going on, you show up here, we got armed guards, we've got the police are on high alert, obviously, and you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
You know, I want to thank the police of this town and neighboring communities. You guys are really helping. I mean, you guys are doing hard, really good work. And thank you for coming out here in the middle of the night sometimes. This is ridiculous, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'll say it. I'm not happy with, you know, them claiming exigent circumstances when they knew it was a swatting. But I can respect them saying we're going to rush out to a place where we feel there could be a serious threat to our lives.
That is scary. Yeah.
I can respect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, there's issues. There's challenges. Look, when they showed up and I came down and I said I would appreciate it if you would leave, they said okay, you know, respect, and they left. I don't like that they came in regardless. But you know, I'm glad they're responding every single time. They're showing up. And it's a waste of their time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, should we get, other people commented too. They were like, you should get a bunch of donuts and coffees. And so when they show up, they can come in expecting.
Oh yeah, pizza. Mm-hmm.
That's
just like,
nice.
Give them some healthy foods.
Just order pizza before the show, and they show up and be like, here you are, gentlemen.
We
got, today we got pineapple.
Then, pineapple pizza.
And then we get arrested.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
they'll be calling the SWATs and like, oh, we get pizza when this happens.
Guys, we missed one last bingo that actually ended up being legit.
What happened?
Did we now?
I've been monitoring Twitter.
That's what
for
you're trying to tell me.
I know. I'm like Lydia. Biden did legitimately plagiarize Trump.
Of course he did.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah.
Did you put that down?
But
like, did you get an exact quote, or was
did
I just
he?
Like,
no, it was just him saying like his the entirety of his campaign was building.
No, but there was like an exact quote.
There was
quote.
An exact quote. Really? What was it?
So Trump 2018, the state of our union is strong because our people are strong, was what Trump said.
Wow.
Biden 2022 said, the state of the union is strong because you, the American people, are strong.
Mm.
So there's one word flip there.
There you go. There you go.
Nice.
Anyway. All right, everybody.
Oh, I think we should publish these and post them so people can play along when they rewatch.
We'll post the when they rewatch. Yeah. I'll post the picture of mine. I wrote clown feck on mine. All right, everybody. You can follow the show at TimCastIRL again. You can follow me at TimCast. Thanks so much for being a part of our crazy, fun shenanigans, the State of the Union Address. Go to TimCast.com and become a member if you want to help support all of the work we do. Normally, we do members-only segments, but considering we did this extra-long special show, we're not going to have one tonight, but we will be back tomorrow. What day is today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yes.
Tomorrow is going to be an amazing show.
Awesome!
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Should we? I mean,
no.
We shouldn't say
I don't even know. I don't even know when I'm on this show.
I don't know. You're the marketing genius.
I think.
But you've had a couple drinks. You've had a couple sips of that.
It's Majid Nawaz.
Yes.
Nice.
What? So I've known Majid for several years. And I interviewed him once. And then, you know, we've obviously, like, I think he's fantastic. I think he's brilliant. That guy is a smart guy.
I'm really
and
excited.
And especially, like, when you hear him on Rogan, there were a lot of people who were like, I see your tweets. And I'm like, this seems kind of crazy. And then you hear him speak and back everything up with sources, facts, citations. And it was amazing on Joe Rogan when he was like, pull up this article, and he gives him the specific mm-hmm. article to pull up. No, here it is. Here's the source. Like, he knows.
And he's got a new show coming up.
Oh, he does?
All right.
Cool. It's on Odyssey, I think, and
he got
starting
canceled.
In like a month
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, they got canceled from his LBC broadcaster position.
So he's just going full like blockchain, done with
good
the mainstream.
For him.
And but we've got some pretty awesome guests coming up for the rest of the week as well. So we're gonna have a good week.
Best
so guests. Again, follow TimCast IRL, subscribe to TimCast.com as a member to help support our work. You can follow me at TimCast. Kian, you want to shout out your social media?
Yes, please. Please follow me at TheRealKian on Twitter, and be sure to go subscribe at thecountersignal.com if you're interested in what shenanigans Justin Trudeau is getting up to that the CBC is not telling you about. Go to thecountersignal.com and sign up there.
Yeah, go sign up for Kian. Forget about me. I'm too
Thanks,
drunk.
Lauren. Kian's great. I appreciate it.
Kian's amazing.
Lauren's weird.
Kian's awesome. Yeah, her.
Seamus, how are you doing?
How you doing, folks? I would like to promote Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. Yeah. It's the beginning of Lent.
That's right.
If you are Catholic, that is a holy day of obligation, just like a Sunday. You're required to go under pain of mortal sin. So please get out there, get your ashes, represent the faith, do some penance through Lent. God bless you all. Our country certainly needs penance and prayers right now. So let's get it done.
Are you going to mention your social media, Lauren?
Oh, I was about to.
I honestly, I'm now feeling horrible. Like, this is God's curse on me for being drunk this night. Wednesday, I don't get to mention my
socials. I didn't actually think Shane was going
to
jump. I was joking. Yeah, she was supposed to be a gentleman. And
I thought she was done. I'm sorry.
Fine. At @Lauren_Southern on Instagram or Twitter. I don't know. That's I don't know my socials.
That's it. I checked, too. It's Lauren_Southern. Check
on
it
Twitter.
Out.
Yep.
She's great.
God forgive me.
What's your newest movie that's coming out?
American Mirage. Yes. It'll be out within the next few weeks.
Do you have your last movie that you would like to point to?
Crossfire. I made that with the guy who's making Tucker's documentaries now.
Cool. Where's the best?
Scooter Downey. He's such a legend. You can find it on my website, Hoax, laurensouthern.net. Yeah, Scooter is a freaking legend. He did the Kyle Rittenhouse stuff. He did the January 6th stuff with you guys should interview Scooter. You should have him on.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Scooter, let's do it.
Let's do it. Follow me at iancrossland.net. I'll love you guys. See you later.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this evening. Our super awesome, cool studio. We never could have done something like this during the election, but thanks to Andy, we have this amazing new studio. We can put all the pictures on the side. It's a really fun conversation. So thank you all.
That crazy tech genius.
Andy Lieberman, legend.
I want to address one last super chat on the way out.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Big League Drew says, Tim, if I was on a grand jury, I wouldn't indict. Also, Tim, I'm pressing charges on a nonviolent offense. Let me clarify. If I was on a grand jury, I wouldn't indict because unless I witnessed the crime happening, I'm not going to give the benefit of the doubt to the state. If someone literally drives 1,000 feet up my driveway because it's an easement with multiple signs saying you are being recorded, no trespassing, you are being warned again, you're trespassing, and then literally walks in my house. Yeah, especially after we were spotted twice.
Lay off that dude. Dude, Tim's one of a group. There's a lot of people here. It's a big deal. So, like, he's got to protect. He's got a job. He's got to take care of, like,
he's
a lot of people.
Employees.
We had James. It was James O'Keefe and Andy Ngo, right?
Yeah.
And so we actually had, I want to get into the specifics, but a guest threatened to cancel because of what that guy did.
Correct.
When that guy came in, that and the swatting. And so it's like,
You're doing a good job, man. But more importantly,
I'm not pressing any charges. That's not how it works. The state is doing it.
Right.
So as soon as someone trespassed, we had to call it in, and the cops were like, we're doing it. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, man, it is what it is. Don't come here unless you have permission. Do not enter the property. Like, we're taking security extremely seriously. We have high-profile guests. We have members of Congress.
Right.
And so I'm not a fan of having to live this way. It sucks. We're planning on doing a private club for members. We're going to actually build a building. And if you're a member of TimCast.com, you just walk in the front door. Like, no joke. We're literally planning that. Of course, you'd have to drive out to West Virginia. But it will be a separate property. It will be secured and away from everything. More of like, it's not a public venue, but imagine there was a public venue, except it was a private club. So it'll be like on a busy street or something. Because I want people to be able, I want life to be accessible. I don't want to experience this. This is absurd. People should be able to talk to other people just because someone might know who I am. But you see what happens with the threats. We got to take it seriously. So that being said, thanks for hanging out. Thanks.
Hold on. I want to make a point. I'm reading actually. I saw something in the chat. I want to double check. That is saying that Ash Wednesday is not a holy day of obligation. I would still encourage going.
Oh,
it's very confusing to me. Yeah.
Sin.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, hold on. Really? It's information to know. Yeah.
What is Ash Wednesday?
But check it out. Well, it is the beginning of Lent. It's the beginning of Lent.
But not a holy
Lent
day.
Lent begins.
Yeah, yes. You're encouraging people to take on Lent.
So it's a holy day of obligation when you were required to. I believe there's 6 days in the calendar, in the liturgical calendar each year that are considered holy days of obligation.
I expect those tomorrow, Seamus.
Yeah, my apologies. My apologies. It looks like in the current year it is not. So that is my mistake.
Know, right?
That is my mistake.
Would you still encourage people to practice?
Absolutely. Get over there.
All right, everybody.
Beyond, baby.
We are taking off. We will see you all tomorrow with an awesome show. Imagine Nawaz will be joining us. We'll see y'all then. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye, guys.